Oh, you globbed up. There was another yawn.
I know. I did glob up.
Why are you so sleepy?
I don't know. I feel kind of burnt, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just slow today. Just not moving.
Ow.
I wish I could explain this, but I can't. I'm just feeling kind of blank.
That's not good.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
Yeah, I think I could have slept through the show today, actually.
Oh, great. That's fun to hear.
Well,
right before we start the show.
It wouldn't have worked very well since you're here. But I was listening to the Almost Famous podcast, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A five-part podcast because it's 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. We're all getting too old.
And it was good because there's a lot of Cameron Crowe in it. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, when he was 15, what he was really doing. Which I think the movie stretches a bit, but it was kind of fun. But I could have slept through the show because I fell
can't
asleep.
Stay awake. It's getting bad. It's like, ow.
There it is. I fell asleep listening to that. It was pretty good. But otherwise, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios. And Kirk Gibson will join us. And we'll talk some baseball. Tigers open Friday. And Gibby's got a fundraiser for Parkinson's he wants to talk about.
The virtual Kirk Gibson Golf Classic.
Is that what it is?
That's, I think so, right? Trudy, bail me out.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I didn't do my homework on this.
He was on Fox 2 this morning. Oh. But you play a round of golf at your favorite course to fight Parkinson's.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's really outside, out of the box thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Okay, so nobody really has to do anything other than what they normally do.
Yeah. And then, well, you have to donate to help, you know, fight Parkinson's.
I suddenly sensed some duty when he mentioned a Parkinson's event. I thought, okay, what am I going to have to do this time? Not that I was didn't want to do it or wouldn't do it, but I was just thinking.
You.
You're reading my mind.
I was just slightly nervous. Last time he was like, hey, and you can just host this thing. It'll be great. And I'm like, but
those always end up being the best things, though, right? We were just discussing that the other day.
I went and I had a good time. I mean, it is one of those things where, I mean, it really is true when your mom says, well, just go and you'll be glad you went.
Yeah. Or your wife.
That, too. I got to spend, okay, me again. I got to spend about half an hour with Gibby and his wife.
And, I know about you, sweetheart.
And his kids. It was really fun. We really had a good time. I really had a great time.
Oh, his kids are great, too.
They are. No, they're asking. Yeah. I'm wondering what's going on with his son, Cam, because he was a Tiger kind of on the
good question.
Waterline. And, I don't think he's on the big league roster, is he? Or we don't know what the big league roster is. But then
I had a boo-boo.
What the hell?
That's what he said.
What do you do if you're not in the roster? You just go rot for a year?
I guess.
That's the thing. No minor leagues.
They don't care about the minor leagues.
This is just so weird. And for some reason, it took sports to really tell me how weird it is. Because, you know, baseball is 162 games every year. Every year. Every year. Every year. Once in a while, there's a little disagreement, labor, whatever. And, we had the shortened 94 season. But, I don't know. Football's always 16 games. Was it 15 game season once?
I thought it was 14.
Was it 14?
Wasn't it? Yeah. But, USFL was 18.
Those are things, I don't know, I count on things like that. Like, I count on 81 NBA games a year. I don't really watch much, but I still count on it. I want my life to be consistent in some way.
Change is hard.
Downtown Royal Oak, famous for shopping and dining options, such as Rocket Printing, Desert Oasis, your personal jeweler, Funky 7, Supertype, Motor City Gas, Paper Trail Books, Royal Oak Tap House. They've been getting a lot of business over there, I see. Chrome Clothing. I've shopped there. Noir Leather,
Next.
Of course. The Classic
Shop
Royal.
There too.
I've been in there. I don't know if I bought anything. Anyway, all these great places, shops, restaurants, depend on the loyalty of customers. The Downtown Development Authority is giving away up to $400,000 in downtown dollars. And a lot of it's being spent already. Real money. Just do this to get the $20 e-gift card in downtown dollars. Visit royaloak.com. That's right. Visit RoyalOak.com. Sign up for the RO In the Know newsletter. You get the free $20 e-gift card. Can be used at any participating business like Lily's, Rail and Anchor, Mesa, UHF Record Store, Atomic Coffee,
Next,
and other favorites. And what else? Oh, $10 Lyft discount. To go in or out, use go to RO.
You go in or out three times?
Yeah, go out in and out five times. Do whatever you want.
In, out three times.
Stay in the car. Tell it to take you $10 worth in the other direction and then order a new Lyft back. Yeah, pretty cool. And boy, they had a great weekend. Our people were all over the place. It's like, really? We have that many people? And they're that all over the place?
That was the best, man.
Unbelievable. So, wow, something really weird just came up. But first, of course, top of the day to you would be that White Boy Rick is free. It just seems unbelievable to even say that.
Have you seen any coverage of him leaving?
Not really.
I haven't either.
Just a little.
I haven't either.
I guess he's with his middle school girlfriend who's going to marry.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
His girlfriend from middle school?
I know. Isn't that cute? Yeah.
What a great love story. Aw. Nice.
I hope this works out because sometimes, you know, when people are in for that long, it doesn't work very well at all. And sometimes it works great. You know, they're just so happy to be out. I feel like this guy is going
to
be okay.
I want you two to kiss each other.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've had him on. He seems pretty well adjusted.
I wish him the best.
Considering the scenario, yeah.
Yeah. I still feel like I want to know why he was in there so long. I'm still not happy.
I think it's evident. I think it's
I agree,
because
Brandon.
Of the police. I think it's Gil Hill. I think once he was gone, I don't think that there was any pressure on anybody to keep him in any longer. And pretty much as soon as he passed, it was like, okay, you're pretty much done here. But then Florida added a couple more years to him.
That's pretty strange that would keep him in that. I mean, that's really kind of a little vindictive. Anyway, today people were calling him a snitch and saying, free Big Meech.
What?
Who is, Meech is Big Meech Fennery, or the Fennery brothers who ran the Black Mafia family.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, I got to tell you, the fact that they would have a shorter sentence than White Boy Rick should tell you something, because that's like a $270 million empire.
And there was a lot of murder involved around that.
You can't take that out of the economy.
There are some other issues as well.
I want that money in the economy moving around.
Yes. And that's the big thing that gets lost on Righteous Rick. Excuse me. On White Boy Rick. I apologize, Mr. Rick Wershe, for that comparison there. I did not mean to. But I think that's what gets lost is people say, wait a minute, they're letting this guy out, but then they do this to, you know, this, that. And the thing is with Rick Wershe is, no, he has served the longest nonviolent sentence.
He was a teenager. He was 17. I'm not saying that 17-year-olds don't deserve to go to jail for some length of time. Oh, my. It's just really, really strange. But he's out, so I guess we feel better. And I really wish him the best. I hope it works out. Now,
do you think he's going to watch the two movies about him then?
I'm fucking 17.
He must have seen them already, don't you think?
I think so. He probably got a screening of that. I remember he really wanted Justin Bieber to play him.
That's right.
I didn't like the movie so much.
The movie was terrible. Nobody liked Hollywood movie.
I kind of liked it.
Did you really?
Kind of, yeah.
I liked the documentary. I thought the doc was really good.
You know who really hated it was Scott Bernstein.
Oh, he did?
Who, you know, knows everything there is to know about mafia and the criminal enterprises in this area. And he was a consultant on the movie. And I said, well, when did you know that it was bad? And he goes, the second they brought a director in from the UK who asked him, what's the FBI, mate?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
So it's kind of a problem when you don't know what the FBI is in the study. Yeah, the story.
Well, then there was this really strange event, which we find ourselves, we're kind of making it about us, because this judge has someone posing as a FedEx driver, comes to the door. It's a federal judge who's handling, just assigned the Epstein versus Deutsche Bank case. So everybody's like, oh, here we go. Whoa. This FedEx driver's not a FedEx driver, shoots her son to death and shoots her husband multiple times. Is he alive? He's still alive.
He is alive. I want to say he's in critical.
Didn't get her.
But immediately, conspiracy theories.
Yeah, conspiracy theories.
To which I said, well, that's not a very good hitman if they didn't even kill the target.
Sounds like he was after the husband, though. And in fact, the lawyer, Roy Den Hollander, has killed himself. He was a suspect already, which he probably heard, so he shot himself in the head. And they found him. This guy...
Whoa.
I know.
I recognize the name right away.
It looked familiar to me, too.
Why do we know this name? Yeah.
Well, let me explain who he is, first of all. This was the explanation. Somebody wrote kind of not just a facts thing, but what really, you know, how this guy got to be the way he was. He had a much younger Russian bride, who I guess was pretty hot. And when he married her and she came to America, it turned out she just wanted a green card and she... Surprise! And she left him for some other dude. Anyway, he completely dedicated himself to this area of law where he went after reverse discrimination, that favored women, like he went after ladies' night. And what else was he attacking? Anywhere women got some kind of advantage.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of grudge because this...
That's what was suggested.
Mail order bride?
Maybe I'm being ridiculous. He was very anti-feminism, put it that way. He liked old school, like his Russian bride was supposed to be.
Let's see. He really sued a nightclub claiming they required him to buy a $350 bottle of vodka, and that was a human rights violation, which, once again, you don't have to be at that club.
Well, I mean, this guy obviously was not terribly well put together. He did practice law for a long time, though, and he was on our show.
Yeah, 2008, Brandon.
His website.
It was in 2007, according to his website, where he boasts that he was, you know, doing a lot of media for that ladies' night thing, and he has that written down. August 30th of 2007? I was on the Drew and Mike show, WRIF.
Hey, do you think we'll get new listeners from this story? People will go to the website?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe somebody will go, oh my God, I know those guys.
Who knows? Website, though.
What is
Hopefully they'll know where we are.
Yeah, well, they can Google it.
I tell you.
He also challenged the male-only draft, which, have we had a draft?
Oh,
anytime
we have not had a draft, no. Since 1968?
Yeah. So why did he shoot this guy?
I don't know what the case is.
He's a criminal defense attorney. The guy that was the target.
He was probably defending a woman.
Oh, maybe.
I got to tell you, there are so many things I just cannot make sense of every day. And all the viral video overload makes it worse. Because, you know, for example, you know, usually the typical stuff is barbecue Becky, permit Patty, and so on, so on.
Karen's.
There was the one, Karen's. And then there was the one guy that stopped where the white guy was rapping on the street corner and just came up and threw the biggest punch into him. And then there was another one today where I'm trying to figure out why this woman was mad. Maybe because they said she should wear a mask or something. They were picking up food, and maybe the French fries were cold. Anyway, this woman, this black chick, just goes off on this woman. And they're just done with her. They leave her in a heap in the corner. Did anybody see this?
No.
No? It looked like a Dairy Queen, just a little Dairy Queen, like the one in Ferndale, like where you walk up and order, and they just, you know, push it out another window. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as they're walking away, her 15-year-old daughter is standing there just horrified because they just broke her mother's nose. And the guy, it's a husband and wife, I think. The guy just reaches back and goes, boom, into the 15-year-old's face, who just crumbles to the ground.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what is going on out there? I mean, but you can see, if you let the videos float, you know, on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, like public outrage. What is it, Brandon? Public freak out or?
Public freak out, yeah.
I mean, it's one after another, and you just feel like, in fact, I sent you one today, Brandon, where the guy was, it's a road rage thing. And this guy who's like 40, he says he's 45, I guess, he's got long hair. He's screaming at this driver who's 20, and he wants this guy to get out and fight. And then, like, three times, he starts to go back to his car. And then the 20-year-old guy, who does not want to fight him and doesn't want to get out of there, has to have some sort of last word. And then the guy comes back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Did you listen to it, Brandon?
Which one? Because you sent me two. And I'm just trying to bring them up. I don't know.
Something about beat your dick? I think.
Oh, yeah. Hot. Okay, that one.
Because the guy says, I'll beat your dick. Public freak out.
Who says that?
Yes. I wanted to make sure I got the right one. Here we go.
Beat your dick.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
It's a little...
I touch myself. I masturbate. And I wipe my butt almost every day with these guys.
You're a little cunt, you know it.
For what?
Get going. Dude, you're a little punk ass bitch, go.
You're like 45.
And I will stomp your ass in the ground.
For what? Talking shit to
20 years. Bring it up. And you're a little girl about to get your ass whooped by a 45 year old man.
He looks like Sammy Hagar, by the way.
Step by the truck. You almost ran on me, cunt.
I went in the other lane.
There's nowhere to you. You're a little bitch and you know what? You get out.
You're like 50 years old talking shit to a 20 year old.
That's a kid, I'm gonna be
doing. You don't want to take your ass. Do you feel like a man?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
you feel like I got a vagina?
For what? For
yeah,
going
cunt?
I went the other lane. You're in the middle of the fucking road.
You almost just got your ass whipped by a 45-year-old dude.
You feel like a hard-ass, don't you? I am recording
it. I don't think I am.
You're nice comeback!
Sorry, if I am.
Don't stop if you ain't gonna get out, cunt.
I don't have to get out. I'm going to
the
white.
Don't stop if you didn't get out!
Watch who you're talking to.
This fuck you!
This dick's just looking for a fight.
Lay off the fucking steroids.
Get out!
No. I don't have to.
Okay, now watch. You guys starts walking away.
Not really. You're kind of
got a fucking problem, bro. You stop! Like you got balls and you don't!
You came up and flipped me
you
off.
You stop!
No, I fucking
you
flipped me off.
You
so
stop!
I,
like you got balls!
You,
and
I said,
you
what is
don't!
The issue? I said, what's the issue?
You ain't got balls!
I didn't say I did. I never
record
once said that.
You ain't going viral when you got no nuts, bitch!
Okay. Ah! 45-year-old
you just got lit up by an old 45-year-old man.
You're a badass, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I win.
You feel
you
like
lose.
A donkey.
Oh, you flinch, you little cunt!
I win,
what
you
am I gonna
lose.
Do? Let you hit me? No? Yeah. You would flinch then, wouldn't you?
Life.
All right. You're sitting in the middle of the road, aren't you?
Get out of the truck!
Okay.
Get out of the
here
truck
he comes back!
No, I'm good.
So you're angry.
How do I lose?
Because I will beat your fucking dick into the ground all day long.
You're gonna beat my dick?
That's there we go. Day, there's the title.
I will beat your dick.
Hop out. I don't have to hop out of my
it's
car.
It's cute to laugh.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
is.
What a girl
you're
does.
You're being a psycho.
You're horrified. You're...
Come back and beat my dick.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Brother.
Assholes.
Wow.
I got to mention Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram deals in ad.com. They're all pumped up, and the Zot team ready to serve you under these, of course, unusual circumstances, but they've got it all covered, all the safety. And during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Ford event, feel free to go online and enjoy their enhanced shopping experience and the unprecedented deals like the 2020 Ram Quad Cam Bighorn for only $188 a month. $188 a month. Or if Jeeps are what you like, a new 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. I got that right? Yeah, Jeep Compass, $155 a month. Then there's always a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And, of course, the Wrangler right now. Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Got to hurry because inventory is limited. DealsInAD.com. And... Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Whether you've got water, mold, storm damage, fire damage, or COVID lingering, gross.
Ugh.
Call 877 Job Done for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. They're quick. They've helped our people in a hurry too, and they've also done some COVID work for people. Which you know, this disinfecting of COVID-19. I mean, it's something I would not know how to do, and I wouldn't know who to call. So I think I'd call 877 Job Done. Or go to 877jobdone.com. If you have any questions, tell them that the Drew and Mike Show sent you to Emergency Response Services Incorporated. So there.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
How close are we to Gibby time?
Should be any second. Ooh. Channel 4 showing footage now of Rick Wershey getting out, but there's no footage to show.
We have the footage. I have all the footage.
There's nothing to show.
I don't see anything. I don't see him. Is he in that car, apparently?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess his lawyer picked him up.
Wow. Well, that's some pretty awful video.
Yes. I would think he'd stand out in front of a press conference or something, but he probably just wants to get the fuck out.
So going back to Roy Den Hollander, who shot, you know, this judge's husband who was a criminal defense attorney, we interviewed him, so that's one murder. We were talking about how many murders that have been on the show. And I immediately said, OJ.
Yep.
Who else, Trudy? I'm trying to keep a list.
Ira Einhorn.
Ira Einhorn.
Oh, that's a great one.
And who's the local guy who was a lawyer who listened to our show?
Oh, Michael.
Oh, Michael Peter Stewart?
Fletcher.
You got it. Yeah, we made his
that's
book,
it.
Too.
Stephen Grant. Did we ever talk to Stephen Grant?
I don't think we ever talked to Stephen Grant. But yeah, Michael, wonder what, you know, that's so weird, the name Michael Fletcher, because I remember that case inside out. That son of a bitch killed his wife, and he tried to say that she was cleaning his gun or something.
Yeah.
She'd just gone to the gun range for the first time. Her mother and her sister were like, she did not want to go to the gun. What? What are you talking about?
He shot her while they were having sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst story.
It was just horrible, and I just fucking hate him. And we talked about it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently he heard us talking about it, and I guess he heard about us talking about it. It was very bitter.
Is that why, remember when 48 Hours came in and filmed for like 2 days and used none of it?
Yep.
That was a waste of time.
Why do we must be the worst video ever.
White boy. Well,
because, you know.
Rand Pete.
Rand Pete. That was, oh my God, that was a whole day.
Clark is still, he's so pissed about that.
And then what about the.
Even in death, he's just furious about that.
Wait, the hockey movie with the.
Oh, yeah.
With the brothers. Mike shot. A lot of stuff. Wait, the Hanson brothers.
Yeah, Slapshot.
Slapshot. Slapshot 2 never happened.
Trudy, I just thought of another murder. When Drew was off in 98, you and Clark fell in love with. And you thought he was innocent, so much so.
Who was his name? Jeffrey McDonald.
Jeffrey McDonald.
Yeah.
McDonald.
You love him.
I.
Believe every word he said.
I do remember someone sent in a sketch, and I think it was up on the wall. It showed. The murderer lovers, and it was like you and Mike were in different, you know, there was a little console in front of you.
You two loved him.
You know, that's.
I know, I read his book for some reason. I thought he was innocent. Yeah. Right.
That story is just so weird. The weirdest thing about that story is that he was actually not found, he was not even charged originally. And he. He went out to California. He moved out to California, and if I remember, wasn't he on Johnny Carson?
I think he was.
I think he was. Talk show. And he was like, "Hey, everything's great," and he was like this swinging bachelor.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even say that. I was going to say his dad was Carl Malden. Carl Malden played his dad in the TV movie, and it was just bizarre. I mean, He was having way too much fun for having lost his wife.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Yep.
Who else? There was another one that we mentioned before the show.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
God, I know.
Notorious.
There's been a bunch of murders we've had on.
Rapist. Ron Jeremy is in the news today in Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah. Oh, does Jason Moss count? He killed himself.
Hey, he's an asterisk.
Okay.
Oh, that's another one. People have asked about Jason Moss drops. Are they around?
We got to get them.
Because that's him talking to Gacy and... I don't know what you mean. No, this is so weird. When you hear them in the conversation, they're even funnier. But, okay. Gibby, take one.
They said he'd be a few minutes late because he's got another show before us.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Well, he's closing it out because he has more fun.
What show is that, I wonder? That's okay.
I don't know. He loves us much more than them, though.
So we know that, whether he knows it or not. did you guys see, it would have been Chris Cornell's 56th birthday, and they released a cover of him doing Patience?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds cool.
Great song. Yeah, and him singing it, how can you go wrong? Him covering anything. It seems like every cover he's done is good.
Yeah. You know, the band and Vicky had that big legal battle.
Yeah.
I know. And embarrassing.
I don't know if it was coincidence that they decided this week to let part of it go. But they still want to take that music that she claims that she has ownership of and put it out there so that there's another Soundgarden album, which everyone wants except her.
Yeah. Is Trudy trying to put out a solo Chris Cornell album with his vocal tracks? Is that what she's trying to do?
I feel like she wants the royalties. She's claiming that that was his music, not the band's music. So it sounds like she wants the royalties without having to share them with the rest of Soundgarden. I don't know. I wouldn't presume to know, but.
I have to say, I would believe that if Soundgarden took the tracks and worked with them, that it would probably be a bigger project.
100%.
I mean, come on.
And make way more money. Yeah.
Wait, so this Patience cover, is it the full song or is it just the teaser?
I saw the full song. Oh, you did? Okay. I think Rolling Stone had it.
I got you, yeah. Huh. Because they put it on
Wolfie Van Halen news as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, Wolfie's album?
Wolfie's new album, yeah. And he's. Did you see the article in People magazine where he's claiming that he's afraid of haters who want it to sound Van Halen-y, and if it doesn't, he's going to be bummed out about that? And I'm thinking, well, then he should release it under Bertinelli.
Oh, brilliant.
Wolfie
like
Bertinelli.
That. Yeah. Or any other pseudonym.
You know, what does he expect? He, you know, the little nepotism in that quick ride he had with Van Halen. And, you know, to think that he gets all this attention for putting out a solo album is kind of laughable to me. And he doesn't want anyone ragging on him? I mean, please, really? Mm. Hasn't he gotten pretty good pass so far?
Yep. Yeah, his DNA has scored him all of that, you know, like attention that he could use the other half of his DNA to go fly under the radar and everyone would like the music for what it is instead of just his name.
I want to see, she's just trying to lower expectations.
I'm saying that facetiously. I mean,
of course. I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. There were a couple of other music things today. Nicki Minaj is knocked up by her rapist murderer husband.
Great. Good for her.
So, you know, what? The reason I'm most excited about that is I can't wait to see the stories about the baby's, like, $200,000 gifts at age 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, doesn't seem like that's pretty much the rule now. I don't know. I'm always so surprised that people don't, people go, oh, look at that. It's so cool.
Well, Cardi B does it, so I would assume that Nicki will do it now.
Yeah, she'll probably do it. She'll have to double it.
It's good for the economy.
I was laughing about they were seemingly spending a lot of the Depp Amber Heard thing. It just really, as far as entertainment, it just everybody has to cover it. Everybody has to write about it. And today, I laughed out loud when I saw that Depp had all these terrible nicknames.
Oh, they're so bad, but they're so funny.
Leo DiCaprio Pumpkinhead? Is that perfect or what?
Yes. Well, it's already taken, though.
The picture.
Well, what if he married Beverly Ambathesis?
That's what I mean. She's already Pumpkinhead.
Potato Head Channing Tatum. Jim Turd. Jim Turd Sturgis. And Mollusk Musk.
I have a problem with. So it's Jim Sturgis, and he made it Jim Turd Sturgis. Why not just make it Jim Turgis?
That would have worked better. Yeah, yeah. He's just wasted, I'm sure. Just sounding off. Oh, that marriage, I cannot believe that those two want all of this torn apart to see who wins and loses. It's just, there's no winner.
It sounded like he was pretty, I mean, granted, this is her testimony, but he was pretty controlling of her. Like, he would try to, you know, listen to who she was talking to. And he even got control of scripts that she was reading so
I know,
he could see if there was any sex in it.
Stupid.
So.
Terrible.
Yeah, he wanted to know. He made a fuss about how people can watch me get fucked on camera. It's like, Depp, you married an actress. What do you expect?
Well, he married an actress 23 years younger than him, and he's jealous. Yeah. And she's being paired with guys that are a lot younger than him. And yeah.
As if he wouldn't nail a hot chick on camera, too. You know, if the script called for it.
He would make the script call for it.
Honestly, I really felt like, for me, it said, that's why it would be so hard to be married to some, you know, super hot girl 23 years younger, because you would always feel that way. In fact, you know, Alex Trebek's wife is a lot younger than him.
Yeah.
And I saw him this morning, and I apologize to fans of Alex for saying I was Trebek'd out at one point, because I was. I mean, it seemed like he was just, you know, there was an endless line of people interviewing him.
And then COVID
day
came.
Day in, day out. Then COVID came, he kind of went away. And
back now, he's got a book.
He has a book?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Trebek'd out again, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. No, he's already been everywhere.
But I really, every
and
time.
And he was on Last Week Tonight last night.
That's right, yeah. That's pretty funny.
When I sit down and watch him, though, I always, it's just so sad, because he was saying this morning that he feels like an absolute burden on his wife.
Aww.
Now, she's 28 years younger, I think. And I would feel the same way. I understood that, and I felt bad for him, because I don't think Alex Trebek was out there catting around for for the first 50 years looking for, you know, I don't think he's that kind of guy. I don't know why this works, or it seems to work, but he said that, you know, she says she doesn't feel it way at all.
So what's his net worth, then?
Trebby?
Trebby.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gotta be. I think it'd be pretty significant. I don't think he's blowing it out his ass.
It's why probably, is she, I mean, why is he worried about her?
I don't know what the age difference is.
Good point, Trudy.
I'll be all right.
He's dying just about on time for that marriage. Oh, man, I'm going to hell. Jeez.
No, he looks like he's really excited about the new season and the interview. He was wearing a white suit. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. You know, and he looks pretty good. He's 78
good.
Years old.
I know.
He's pretty damn good. I got to tell you, I am like, I'm watching Trump yesterday with Chris Wallace.
What'd you see, huh?
Sorry.
I don't know. What is Biden doing right now? Honestly,
hiding in his basement?
I mean, why not? Well, it seems like he can win doing that. So why, if you can safety dance the presidency, why not?
He can only make things worse if he gets out there.
Yeah, I just like this new campaign guy. I would think it would be so easy to find things that Trump, you know, is doing. Where you go, God, if you could just eliminate this, you'd probably maybe draw a few people back. But
oh boy,
I was just thinking, you know, Trump, he's 74. He's 14 years older than me, and he just seems so full of energy. It makes me feel like, God, I am just the biggest sack of shit. I'm a zero. I can't do anything. I have no energy. What's wrong with me?
Well, you've used too much of it throughout your life. You didn't save enough up for your later years.
Yeah, that's it. His theory is that you have a finite amount of energy and you have to use it efficiently.
Yeah.
That's the
Trump
energy theory.
Like an energy bar in a video game. It makes complete sense if you're playing Street Fighter.
No,
Except that energy
I think
bar
he's onto something.
In a video game, usually goes back up, too.
Well, over!
But when does it go up? When you take him out of the game, right?
I guess, yeah.
Anyway, and Biden is 78, and Alex Trebek is 78, and, you know, like Paul McCartney, he's 78. Bob Dylan's 80. They're touring. I mean, they're playing like every other night, or they were. They're not now.
Maybe they're getting second winds. Maybe that's what you are going to get, like a second wind at some point.
I think they got to be taking something, aren't they? There's some secret pill I'm missing out on, which is unusual for me, because I don't know.
Acetaminophen?
Acetaminophen.
Hey, Gibby's on the Zoom.
He is, yeah.
Where's Gibby? That looks like a very... What is that background?
I don't know. It looks like a changing divider kind of thing.
What? Why is there an M in front of him now?
Oh, it's there Mark. Is.
Oh, on mine there is. Are you still looking at Gibby?
Yeah, I still see
him. There he is.
I bet Gibby is stunned by our professionalism, huh?
Gibby!
Can he hear
Gibby?
Us?
Is he muted?
He's not muted. Maybe he's having trouble getting his audio going.
Okay.
Hey, tsunami!
There he is!
Hey.
How you doing, Gibby? How are you, Gibby?
Maybe he can't
hear. Oh, does he have headphones?
Can you hear me? You got,
Turn my headphones up!
Got any audio there, perhaps?
Little more volume in the headphones, please.
Can't hear us?
Hey, turn this down. It'll take me 5 minutes.
Okay. No problem.
No worries.
Well, who are these they that are doing these crazy things to Gibby? Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll do
rock and roll!
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on, man. We're live.
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
It's okay. Hey, where are you?
I'm somewhere.
It's an interesting background. It looks like I thought those are big shutters, but those are what are those, room dividers or
like changing dividers, like when you're trying on clothes.
Yeah,
right?
You know,
I think that
just picked them up for to cover something up.
Yeah. Oh, backdrops. Yeah,
yeah.
I think we're looking at Gibby's house. I just have a little feeling.
My what?
Your house?
That's a nice place.
My dungeon.
Ooh.
Oh, you're in the basement.
We're working on it a little bit.
Okay.
Nice.
How in the hell did you move during COVID, Gibby? Hey, it does look good.
Oh, check that out.
I like pool because, you know, I like to do things to keep my, my movements working. So I do kind of different things. I was on a backhoe today. I was bulldozer really? The other day. I play ping pong. I play pool. You know that. Play a little golf today, do a little gardening, cut some trees down for landscaping, And did some baseball. You know, we're just keeping up with the Tigers. Are you ready to go with the Tigers?
I am ready, but I just want to tell you, I was just before you came on saying that I was watching between Trump, Biden, these rock stars who are 75, 78, 80, Dylan, McCartney, and so on. I feel like I'm terribly short of energy. And then you come on and tell us you're doing all this stuff, and I feel like, what's wrong with me?
I could say something kind of, you guys have that line. What line is it that you have?
Which one? Who?
When it starts with a B.
Bitch?
Bitch? Bitch.
The boner line.
Oh, the boner line. Yeah. Yes.
So when you get up in the morning, doesn't that give you energy?
Yeah, it hasn't quite. I should think about that. Maybe it would.
Yeah. You know, I'm just playing with the words right now, you know.
I know. That's okay, Gibby. Hey, so yeah, I'm pumped for the Tigers. And in fact, I read up this morning because I really felt like baseball's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And now I feel like it's going to happen, and I'm psyched.
Well, it is going to happen, and they've thought it out pretty extensively. I don't know that you want to get into a situation where this virus really takes off within the game. It's taken off within our society. And, you know, I don't know. It seems like I was talking to somebody in my golf group today, and he said he had a kid in Hong Kong. I said, you know, what's going on with that over there? And they said, oh, they almost gotten rid of it. But he couldn't see his family for 5 months. Wow. And they got serious. They, you know, they just – so I think we're trying to do it a little more in a, you know, a manageable fashion. But hopefully baseball – and the rest of society, we are conforming enough that we, you know, get rid of this virus or find some type of cure for it or vaccine. That's all right, because this kind of sucks.
I know, right? it totally sucks. And, you know, yesterday I was talking about, hey, baseball, it's really going to happen, isn't it? And then I see the Toronto Blue Jays can't play in Toronto. I thought, oh, that sounds kind of rinky-dink. They're going to play in Buffalo. It just seems so weird. But, I mean, they're determined to play, so I'm watching. I'm psyched, seriously.
Yeah, I think, like, I heard the Yankees and the Mets played right. And, yep. I mean, everybody watched it. So it's pretty, you know, there's lots out there like the game. There's a lot of other things that you can do. And, you know, we want to get rid of this hopefully still manageable situation, and no fans yet, but I'm hoping that our trend with these cases that are popping up levels off or starts to go down. We can get, you know, I mean, if a stadium holds 40,000 people, you think you can get.
How do you think not having fans affects the players at all?
I think initially they'll be excited, but I know that when I played, I fed off the fans. You know, sometimes you're dragging in good and bad ways. Say you're on the road and the guys are sitting behind the on-deck circle burying your ass and saying really nasty things, you know. So you just quietly, you know, maybe you're dragging a little bit, and then you, I don't want to say extra motivation, but you personally deliver the knockout punch. And it's nothing like, you know, getting up for a situation and coming around and running right by him, don't say a word to him. Then the other one, I remember 84, it's kind of when the wave started, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And we were dragging, all of a sudden they start that wave, and they'd go and go and go and go and go. And it, I mean, then they do the lower ball one way, and then the upper ball the other way. Remember, they had all that different type of stuff. That was most certainly uplifting. They won't have that, but, you know, when you're watching it on TV, you get that little the MLB fan cheer thing they're putting in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I was watching the game the other night and or listening to it when I was doing the game, and man, that helps a little bit. But ultimately, we need to get our situation under control, get fans back in the stands, and, you know, a guy drops a beer, everybody's going for a ball, and he's like, God, you idiot.
Well, I'm just going to assume that baseball is doing all the things it can do, and I'm happy with it, and hopefully it doesn't get out of hand. Now, I can't really seem to get a straight answer from what I read. the most exciting thing to me to watch his team would be if Mize had a chance to make the roster. Is he on the roster? Is he going to be in the rotation possibly?
I don't think you can expect him to be there initially. Things could change. They made provisions for, I guess, a little different situation. There's an urgency to bring Mize and Manning and Scoobal up. I mean, I haven't even seen Scoobal yet. Manning got beat up a little more than he didn't have his curveball. But I Matt Manning is going to be fine. I think as exciting as it can be, you could say, you know, we could go for it right now. It's really a perfect situation because you got 60 games. You could use him as a regular starter. He could be an every 6 day starter. He could be an opener, and they could do an opener. So they could really manage the innings because they really need the innings. But I would say if he did go from the beginning, the greatest benefit would be for next year.
Okay? Sure.
But still, you compromise, you give him a little more seasoning in the minor leagues, and then bring him up later.
But there's no minor leagues.
Well, yeah, but they have down in Toledo. They're going to have they have games down there. They have players down there. And they'll be pitching against the best prospects, so that works good as well. They're pitching against Tigers' best hitters or hitting against the best pitchers. You let these other pitchers go. Michael Fulmer, you know, he's ready to come back. He's had Tommy John surgery. They signed him.
How long is Fulmer? I feel like Fulmer has been gone for like 3 years. I feel like he and Joel Zamaya are playing video games somewhere, or fishing or whatever somebody does. I swear, it doesn't seem like Fulmer. Yes. I forgot he was on the team.
Yeah, it's been a long time. A long time.
Well, he looks different. I mean, he's, he's slimmed way down and he's come back from Tommy John, but now he's got a pitch, regardless of Mize, Fulmer, Cabrera, Jacoby Jones, whoever it is, okay, whoever's playing, however talented they are, it's like they got to get that team atmosphere, that the mojo going, because then you can have great. I was listening to the MLB radio today. They're talking about Ohtani, best comeback player of the year. It was three or four years ago. Everybody's like, Ohtani, Ohtani, Ohtani. I said, it's hard to stay healthy playing this game. For Ohtani, for Mike Trout, for Michael Fulmer, it's part of it. So I think you're going to find out how good your depth is, regardless of who they start with. You find out how good your depth is. And I think that's where you got Mize, Manning, and Scoobal. If they come up and, maybe a position player comes up, Derek Hill made some. I'm all for defense. Have you seen some of the defensive plays some of those young kids have made?
I haven't been watching much, honestly. I don't know how confident I am in the offense, but it would be nice to see some defense for sure. Where are we getting some good defense?
Well, they have some young kids in the outfield they could play. Again, this is 60 games, totally different strategy. Every game they say is worth 2.7 games. Okay, so if you win a game,
wow,
really won in a regular season,
amazing.
So, I mean, like for the way I see it, I'd match up way earlier. I would, if you go into extra innings, you start out with the guy on second, the guy who made the last out of the previous inning.
How weird!
And so, a lot of people say, I think you. Guy on second, nobody out, you score, odds of scoring are like 65%, I'm going to say, in general, the average of the game. But, see, I'm saying, well, that means the other team's probably going to score, too. I'm saying, let's go for multiple runs. They have these run matrices. It shows the probability of scoring a run. I'm saying, let's play to score multiple runs. And I think there's different strategy this year.
Yeah,
when you bring a reliever in, he's got to go three hitters, remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
got to get three guys out. That's going to be different as well. So you're going to get the matchup.
Ooh.
So it's important how you keep your roster. It's important how you play your roster. I just think you got to go for it. One of my most favorite guys to manage against when I was the manager of the Diamondbacks was Bruce Bochy.
Oh, really?
Because he's really smart. And he'd say, he had to empty his bench in the eighth inning. Coach, what the hell? We go out and have a pop. I mean, he was a riot. he'd say, "Damn, Gibby, man, I just got to get to the ninth inning." You know, he goes for the win all the time. If he said, "Ah, shit, figure it out," right?
For having managed like that, is it fun to do the games because you do think ahead? Because I don't think ahead like you do. When you point things out, I go, "Oh yeah."
Well, I mean, I just watch games like I watch them. You watch them like you watch them. I mean, we like them for different reasons. You know, we watch music differently. You love to read.
I do.
You know, it takes me. I'm not a very good reader just because of my attention span's not very good. So, you know, I probably read a couple pages and run out, mow the lawn, have a cocktail, and then go back and do another page and fall asleep. What would you do?
Let's see. Oh, I could read more than two pages.
Yeah, you can fly.
And I wouldn't mow the lawn. boy, I got to tell you, I need to get more active. It's driving me crazy. I feel like a slug ever since coronavirus. I was working out at a club, which sounds strange, but I liked it because I had to go, and it was a, you know, that was a kind of a built-in activity. I just had to get in the car, and it was over. I was going. So I got to get busy, Gibby. You're busier than I am. You're doing more physically than I am, and you got Parkinson's.
How about a boat ride?
A boat ride? I'll go for a boat ride.
Nice boat ride, cruise down the river.
As long as he's in control.
The river. You know that? You guys been on the boat out there?
I don't have a boat. I'm not much of a boater, but I mean, if it's somebody else's boat, I'm in.
Nice. You hear five of those honk, you know what that means?
What?
Get the hell out of the way. It's a freighter coming. That means it's scramble.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, wow.
I'm scared. Gibby, what's happening to Cam Gibson, your son, who seemed to be on the precipice of, you know, you may get in close?
Yeah, he's gotten left off the roster. It's hard for all my minor leaguers. They're all looking for places to play, baseball. Next year would be another year. I think he might be moving to Washington, D.C. with a friend of his, get a little different activity, and he wants to finish his degree. He's got just about 1 year, get that degree from Michigan State. I know he's talking to a fellow over in Australia about maybe playing over there in the league for a couple of weeks.
Well,
you know, he's kind of, you know, he's right there. He doesn't want to let it go, but you know, at the same time, you got to clean some things up and have other options. But he's just a great kid. He's fun to be around, and just looking for his. You got plan A, plan B. What's plan C?
Well, that's tough. How old is he?
He's 26 now.
Oh, to lose this year is gotta be just, my God. Well,
that happened in hockey. Remember, that was way back when hockey canceled the season. You know, a lot of guys never come back. But hey, there's other things to do. He's very talented. He's got a great sense of humor. And his kid and his brothers are on him about losing his hair if he's going to do that or not. they all want to do the hair.
That's pretty scary at that point in time.
How many shortened seasons have you been through? Because there were so many strikes and work stoppages in the 80s and early 90s.
I would say four, maybe five. This reminds me of 1981. We went on strike. You know, we were really dug in and. We didn't think we were going to play. It didn't look like. I got on a sailboat in Northport, Michigan, and sailed every night. We went under the bridge, up through the North Channel, Georgian Bay, and back. It took us about 40-some days. We're thinking, you know, the season's over. We'll just enjoy Michigan. It was okay, but it was a little weird. And then we were on about a 30-hour point into the wind from Tobermory, Canada, to Mackinac. We got in there and we settled. And 2 days later, we were playing. And then you had to win the first year, and then the first half of the season, we lost to Milwaukee. We went into Milwaukee and had to beat them, I think, three in a row. We only beat them two out of three, so we were out of the playoffs for the first half.
Wasn't the first game back the All Star game?
It was early.
It was really weird this year. Oh. Have the All-Star game?
Yeah, I thought, but I don't know if they're going to do that this year. They're going to get into the playoffs. It's kind of late, and it seemed, you know, early on this year, it seemed like there was some labor strife going on, and because it's up after next year, And so we'll see what happens. We'd like to clean it up. Let's get rid of the virus. And but you guys are still rolling around now.
Yeah.
Do you guys measure? Are you guys 6 feet or not?
Well, it's about 6 feet.
I'm in Farmington Hills.
Our voices are facing the other way, though, so he's spraying that way.
Yeah, we're far enough apart. Yeah, in the booth, are you guys going to have to be 6 feet apart?
That's a good question.
Yeah. You're only home, actually, at the home games, you do it from the booth. From the road games, you do it from the studio.
Oh.
I think I've got like two-thirds are from the road, so I'll be in the studio. That's going to be weird.
Do you feel like you're going to miss certain things that the camera's not, because you're relying on the cameras and what they're showing you?
Yeah, but I usually dedicate a couple cameras to, you know,
the dugout.
Follow some things. It's like a little peeping around the stadium. There's not going to be, I don't think there'll be many people. Maybe by, you know, again, if this virus, we get control of it, maybe we can get, I think they have to have about 20,000 fans to break even to open the stadium, okay?
20,000?
So, okay.
Oh, wow.
I think that's to break even with everything, something around there. But, you know, that's a big hit. It's definitely a big hit. I mean, so much has changed. People are still working from home. You got to wear your mask wherever you go. You go to a golf course, you're not supposed to touch the stick. I mean, there's on and on and on. A lot of aid going on where people are not working and, you know, their jobs will never be there. But, I mean, I think it's made us understand there are more efficient ways to do things. So we'll see how we come out of this.
Hey, we'll take it.
You guys have had a lot of topics on this. What do you want to get me going on?
Well, the virtual Kirk Gibson Golf Classic.
Attaboy.
How does this work?
We talked about it. Are you going to do it or not? You want to come play on a team?
I have not played golf in quite a long time. We could discuss this off the air, though. I'm open to the idea.
That might mean no.
No, it doesn't.
It's doesn't. Virtual.
If I was going to play golf, it would be this. I knew.
How about if you just come along and you can be a chauffeur?
Oh, I drive a cart?
Or a caddy.
Then I'm going to feel like...
You're not the best golfer here. Where did I tell everyone about
me, man.
We
do this all the time. He's always gives us excuses like a game, but I'll corner you.
Hey, I made it last
time. You came to my gala.
I did.
Was cool. We had a great time.
I did. I had a really good time. We talked about that before. I said, I get kind of nervous, and then I go, and it's like,
well, see, aren't you glad you went?
Just like my mom said. But
hey, that gala, by the way, did that get you an Emmy Award? Do you have two Emmy Awards now?
The gala, they made a tape of that and that Parkinson's commercial.
Yeah.
The people at Fox did a great job on it. I got two Emmys for it. That's,
really?
You know, people say, yeah, congratulations. I said, well, I'd rather not have to be doing that.
True.
But, you know, just do my part. And, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Is it a cool thing? I mean, hopefully it was good. You try and do things good. You guys try and do a good show every day.
We did.
Dedicated. And, you know, I'm trying to make a difference within Parkinson's. And my virtual golf classic, because we canceled the regular golf classic because we thought it was too risky. Somebody may be coming down with the virus, and I didn't want to promote that at all. So, you know, you can go out with anybody you want to, and you take your own group August 14th through 17th. You go to KirkGibsonFoundation.org, and you sign up for the virtual classic. You take your team, take some video footage, et cetera, play, get your best score, turn it in through the 18 Birdies website after you sign up. And, you know, you send your videos in and you send your scores in, and we're going to have a virtual party after that's all said and done. We'll have some prizes to give away, and we'll have a couple auction items.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
We're just trying to keep it going. So many resources has been put towards, you know, this pandemic, dealing with this virus, that there are people that have Parkinson's, they have cancer, dementia, et cetera, that, you know, they have things they got to deal with. And we've lost a lot of our volunteers because it's changed everything. But we're just trying to do what we can do and make it a little bit safer. And, again, KirkGibsonFoundation.org. Go to the virtual page and sign up. I mean, it's You can play for as little as $23. You can give us anything you want. And, you know, if you want to know what my foundation has done, what we've done over the last couple of years, we'd be happy to show you. We've raised money.
I think we'll trust you.
With their respite programs, we've sponsored research. We've had some very exciting things happen on the research end of it as well. We do therapies that we sponsor. You go, like I originally went to a big and loud therapy session, went to Grand Rapids 5 days a week, worked on all my movements and my voice. I'm supposed to project and articulate my words. And then after that, your insurance runs out. So then what? So we funded the program. You have an alumni program, and we're going to broadcast that virtually as well. Because, you know, if you're just hanging out with people and nobody, you don't feel like doing it. It's like me trying to pull you out of that house of yours, Drew.
Good luck.
Go somewhere. I mean, you say the gala was fun. The boat would be fun. Golfing was fun. I want to take it in my ranch. That's what I really want to take it.
Kirk has so many.
Campfire. You'll really be scared there.
You'll wear them out.
I love how many ideas Kirk has for me. They're all probably good ideas, too. I have become a hermit lately, and this COVID thing is horrible. And honestly, I miss being around people, even though I felt like I don't want to be around people. I've come to realize that there's something to humanity that I've been missing lately.
Yeah.
So just pick a day right here, live right now.
Okay, this for whatever activity?
Well, I pick it. Or do you want to pick it out of a hat?
Oh, my God, this is so much pressure. Okay.
You love it.
Let's say, well, I don't know. I don't know when you're, I don't know what your schedule is, Gibby.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about if I come over within the next 2 days? I'll put them in a hat and you can draw it out.
Okay, you're on.
Email me your suggestions. I'll put five or ten things in there. We'll stick at five. Who's going to be the chairman and is going to make the picks out of your group? I'll get Kirk Robert to.
There you go.
Guys can help put it together.
Oh, my God. What a project. I swear to God, I feel like I'm interviewing Ernest Hemingway.
You're a passenger, though, in this, Drew.
What do you think? Is it a good or bad idea?
It's a good idea.
Get them out there. You can be a passenger for once in a while. You don't have to do anything. Just go along with the flow.
The ranch option would take at least a day and a half. You can do a show throughout the woods.
I think some batting practice would be cool, too.
That's what you talked to him about last time.
That could be an option, but I don't know. The odds, it'd be like the Wings. You know, they're going to have 9 first-round picks and 1 fourth-round pick, and then they're going to reach in there and they're going to get the fourth-round pick. So if the BP thing's in there, you're not going to get it. Trudy, come on, let's go. Chirp in.
Oh, I want him to go on the boat. I think the boat sounds like a really good thing to do.
Thanks,
great
Trudy.
Fresh air.
So, Mark.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get some emails.
We'll wait it, though. We'll wait certain things that you have a bigger chance to do than others, okay?
Boat's pretty easy.
Can you put have a couple beers in there, too?
Yeah.
It's 12 a couple.
I think that goes with all these activities he's mentioning. It's unsaid.
You know, the other day it was kind of rough out. We were cruising down to Detroit and we had that speed. It was just Kirk Robert was driving. I said, that's like C6 speed. You like that? Or you like to buzz across the water?
I think Drew would like it because it would get him to the location faster.
Well, I'm open. I'm open. I can't wait to see what ends up in this hat. I'm sure some listeners will send some ideas in, too.
Please.
But it's like, I swear to God, I just can't. I'm so envious. Why is Kirk so active? Why? What's wrong with me?
He's always been active.
Tenacity.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I'm nuts.
Yeah, you are pretty nuts. And you're fighting, man. You're just fighting. But
well, if you say you're nuts, like, what's the craziest activity that you've done where you're like, I don't think I'm going to do that again? Has that ever happened?
Craziest thing that I've done recently?
Whenever. Then maybe you're like, I don't think I want to do that anymore.
Let's see. Well, I went water skiing and I blew my hamstring. I ripped that out. I mean,
recently,
I want to do that. I was on a ladder about 20 feet up, and my nails were like,
yeah,
just sliding down. Better stay off the roof because you lose your balance.
What are you doing on the roof?
Well, there was a hole up there. The squirrels were getting in my attic. You know, I'm sitting there and then
somehow.
Was your phone broken? You couldn't call one of the kids?
I have to believe that your wife would prefer someone else dealt with it. Am I right about that?
Well, but I enjoy doing stuff like that. Let's see. Here's with the 3 weeks I was clearing some property that I have because, you know, I like to manage forests. I have some walnut trees. They're very nice and they're very valuable. It's a beautiful wood. Cherry, oaks, red and white oaks. And these vines, I just had let it go. So these vines were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to clean this property up a little bit. And, you know, when you get in a dozer, you always put your seatbelt on. Because they got a cage on there, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, if something happens where you roll over to a piece of machinery or whatever, you want to be in the cage. Kind of like with those race car drivers, you know, they you're protected in there.
Sure. Mm.
So I was doing that for a couple hours, and I had to stop for a pee break. And I did that, and then I got back in, and then I just need to run over about 100 feet where I put the thing and park it. Didn't put my seatbelt on. I was cruising across, and I hit a rock, and I popped up out of the seat and hit a metal bar about that big around. The hardest I've ever been hit, so I'm not going to do that anymore.
Jesus.
I'll come over, dude. That sounds like fun.
It's like, oh, you got a bald head. You can't hide it.
Mark likes doing that
drive
kind of stuff.
Home. That sounds like a riot. Yeah.
That'd be a blast.
You like it, Trudy?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
We can do that tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I kind of want to. I love doing like that kind of stuff. That sounds awesome.
Boy, I can't imagine.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fun for a while, but that's a tough job. You run that dozer, man.
Yeah, I don't want to hit my head.
Golf games, put that way.
Kirk, when you're with Cam and Kirk Robert and who am I missing? Your third son,
Kevin.
If you're with any of your three kids, who is likely to exhaust the other? They exhaust you, or you exhaust them?
Well, that's a great question.
Cam and Kirk came out to do some work. I mean, it's been hot out, so we were probably out there for about 2 hours dragging stuff.
Wait, do they like doing this work, or is this like, oh, we got to help Dad?
Well, I mean, you need to learn how to do things, and you know, it's property that we own. We have a responsibility. And, you know, you may use it somewhere down the road or may not. And they are helping Dad. And it's kind of fun. Just, I go, okay, guys, one more hour. They go and look at me like, what? So, one more hour. I don't know. It's just the way I want to go. I want to go. I prefer doing things over sleeping or being still. Well, okay. I have watched a lot more movies. We watched the thing of David Foster last night.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark watched that. I saw a little bit of it.
He drives me nuts.
We were, when I did a thing for Joe Torre for his foundation, he had he had Dennis Eckersley, Tony La Russa, Earl Hershiser, and me. We kind of did a thing, and Billy Crystal moderated it. It was really, really great. So we sat down at the table, and David Foster was sitting next to my wife. And, you know, I'm up there on the stage, and he's dealing her. Did you see that?
No.
That's in the doc?
No, it's not in the doc.
I was going to say, man.
He calls it, he's running. Because he's divorced more time. He's extremely talented. Nice guy. Who watched it?
I watched it. He kind of drives me nuts a little bit. He's a little arrogant.
He's
but then again,
himself. He pulls amazing chicks, though. He does.
He's got amazing talent. I'm not nuts about that. Some of his music.
Yeah, it took but Chicago. I mean, you got to give him credit. He's accomplished a lot, but you know, again, we all have good things and bad things about it. But we watched that last night.
Gibby,
anyway.
Did he? Okay, you know the part where he hit Ben Vereen, which was kind of a surprise that he's the guy that hit Ben Vereen with his car. Do you remember that part, right?
Yeah.
Were you a little surprised that he became the hero in that story?
Well, I don't know if he's a hero. Ben lived, right?
Yeah, Ben lived, but
he needed treatment, right?
David Foster said that if he didn't hit Ben Vereen with his car, he would have died that night because he had a brain aneurysm. That's why he was in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah, that one, I mean, that sounds because he jumped out in front of him.
Yeah, it's a weird story.
No, he's out in, I think, Pacific Palisades or whatever. It's dark highway, it's curvy, it's hilly. And he said because he was had that thing in his brain aneurysm, mm-hmm. or whatever. That's why he was doing it. But I don't know. That's
wild
scary.
Story.
Well, leave it to David Foster to think he touches you with his car and you get better.
Got a good track record.
He's helped a lot of people in their music careers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Palm Springs?
No.
Andy Samberg?
It's a good movie.
That's a good one to watch with the wife.
Do you watch sports docs like 30 for 30s? Because the one with Sammy Sosa and McGuire just ran.
You know what? I've been watching the boxing ones in the sports. Yeah. I watched all the Ali and Frazier ones. I watched the Tommy Hearns ones. Yeah, there's, you know, again, the pandemic. We try and watch almost one a night. Got a nice screen over here, 5G.
Yeah.
Ooh, Drew will do that. School, huh? Drew will do that. Drew will come over and watch movies.
Be in the activity list.
No, that's
about his speed.
That's a no-go.
Oh, come on. No. Come on, Hemingway.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you'll disappear. You're like a Casper sometimes.
Right? Casper.
Where's he at?
Can we trim some bushes outside and then watch the movie?
Yeah, right. It'll be a little hole. You can watch your little people.
You know what? I can tell you right now, if you're outside trimming bushes with him, he would be on his phone most of the time.
No,
yes,
no.
You would.
No, I'm a trimmer. I am
okay.
I'm okay with a trimmer.
You're just a trimmer?
We're not talking about your pubes.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Trying to get control, would you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm as bad as they are, but yeah. I'm a trimmer too.
Are you?
I'm out of this conversation.
No, okay. Just that I was on a ladder trying to saw branches off my trees a couple of weeks ago, and so I know just where you're coming from. You feel like you accomplished something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. In your neighborhood, say you wanted to cut a tree down. How late is too late to do so? And how early is too early to get up and take the blower and blow off your driveway and stuff and clean it up for the day?
I think anything after 8 o'clock is okay.
No? Oh, 8 a.m.?
8
a.m.? Yeah, I would say 8 a.m. till about 10 p.m.
So if you start before 8 or nothing after 8?
Oh, I'd say if you start 8 o'clock in the morning, nobody can complain that you're making too much noise too early.
I would say sun up to sundown, yeah. Really, especially in the summer.
Except sun up is earlier than 8.
Okay, so if you've got a neighbor and they have 7 kids and they're good kids, but they are a very popular household, and you know 11 o'clock, yeah, like for the last 17 years, they're still talking, and say it goes to maybe 12 o'clock, at what point do you say, I'm getting up when I get up at 4 o'clock and I'm going to take my chainsaw and go, ring, ring, ring.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I think a lot of racket outside.
No, you know what? They it acts like they always chill about after 11, they chill. It's good. But one night they went a little late and I thought, you know what? Like, again, if you have the Parkinson's, I can't sleep and you're really in need of sleep. And they're going, but I just said, if I have to, I'm going to take my chainsaw out there and start up about 8:30, right when they're in a deep sleep.
Yeah.
Just walk around their yard.
I would think
my chainsaw. Yeah, you still chainsaw. You know what that sounds like, Drew?
Yeah, yeah. I do know what that sounds like.
A chainsaw.
Now, unfortunately for the rest of the neighbors, they won't like it. But it's just, you know, it's just me having some fun, right? Yeah.
That's
like,
I would think the threat of Mr. Gibson is just as strong as Mr. Gibson. If they think there's a threat,
just
if they
walk
think
in
there's
of
a possibility that they may cause that to happen, they probably will chill out.
Walk in front of their house with a baseball bat. That might send a message.
Yeah.
Well, at fireworks night, they were doing the fireworks, and one went off right over my house, which, you know, is a little scary since I've got a cedar shake roof with dried pine needles on it. I'm thinking, oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Just got done with the damn house. They just remodeled it. So I took a walk out there. These guys got night vision, man. I just sneaking out there. They were gone. They could pick me out like nothing. Got night vision goggles on me.
Wow. Hey, I want to mention the Kirk Gibson Foundation, kirkgibsonfoundation.org. And, you know, with the normal scrambles people do, there's always that limitation of how many people are on the course. This could actually raise a lot more money, couldn't it? Because it's virtual?
We'd like to get a lot of participation. Like I said, if you just word of mouth and go to the KirkGibsonFoundation.org and you can, it says register, go to the virtual golf option. And, it, you know, like I've tried to make it really easy. It goes, it says register, you put your name in there, your payment, how much, and it's it. Like some of these things you go to and like 20 pages in, you just quit, don't you? When you're
yeah, registered. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I do.
Mm-hmm. It should be really, I mean, we made it as easy as you can do it. And, you know, everything adds up. It helps people. And, you know, one of the big things we did, like say respite care, which people are really in need of. We do that with the Michigan Parkinson's Foundation. We funded that last year. We want to help fund them. We want to help them fund it again this year. So it's, you know, it might not sound like a lot. Maybe you don't know people with Parkinson's, but you know, they are in need of help and programs and support and caregivers. It's big, and you can, you know, I'm dedicated. My volunteers are dedicated. We're not, you know, you can go look at our forms, and we don't spend much money. People work their tails off, and we're trying to do really, really, really good. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could have a small part finding the cure? Yeah. But in the meantime, let's slow this disease down. Let's give people hope to keep battling, and let's give the caregivers a break as well.
Hell yeah.
That's a bitch, man. Mm. I feel bad for that.
KirkGibsonFoundation.org. I'm going to leave you this question, Kirk. Nirvana or Foo Fighters?
Oh.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Okay. I realized the other day that I like the Foo Fighters better than Nirvana, and I felt kind of bad about it, but I really do.
Well, they have more hits.
Okay. Yeah, you ready?
Yes.
The Who or Zeppelin? Mm.
That's a good question. Oh, I think, really?
I would say Zeppelin, too.
Zeppelin, yeah.
I think I got to say Zeppelin, but I love The Who.
Yeah.
Although Tommy.
I love The Who.
Tommy was on that overrated album list, and I kind of agreed.
Yeah, me too.
Can we do one more?
Yes.
Yeah, keep them coming.
How about, I'll give you one, you give me an equal. Roy Orbison.
Ooh.
I want to say Del Shannon because he was going to replace him in the Wilburys.
Yeah. We just talked about that.
Wait, this can't end.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Okay.
This can't end until Gibby wins somehow.
One more.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury or you know who?
Are you thinking what?
Elton John?
Oh,
Elton?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie's got the best voice, hands down.
Is you know who? Be Elton John?
I was thinking Lennon. John Lennon, maybe.
Who's you know who?
Who's playing with Queen right now?
Oh, Adam Lambert. Oh,
of course, Freddie Mercury.
Of course,
Freddie. Yeah, it's hard to beat Freddie.
Adam Lambert is very talented. I'm not saying he is, but when I went and watched, I had a hard time. Freddie, I couldn't get off Freddie. You guys, how did you feel about that?
It is just a little bit weird. I don't know. Freddie, how do you replace Freddie Mercury?
A documentary on it on Netflix right now, replacing Freddie with Adam. So now you got something to watch.
We couldn't watch it. We've seen it. We don't want to watch it.
Freddie is so much more theatrical and so much more talented in so many ways. Adam Lambert stands up there, but he's not Freddie.
Naturally theatrical. Yeah. I felt like that would be really hard undertaking for Adam Lambert, but you know what? He's done pretty well at it, and I'm sure he's making out well.
Probably, they did really well.
Probably better than any replacement would have done. I mean, how many people?
Okay. Yeah.
No, hardly anybody.
You got another one?
All right. Go, Drew.
Okay.
Go, right. Tigers.
Yes. I'm psyched for
go
Friday, man.
To blank.
KirkGibsonFoundation.org.
Attaboy.
Hallelujah.
Well done.
All right, boys. Thank
the
you.
Pressure's off. Thanks, Gibby.
Hey, Drew.
Yes.
I'm having Kirk Robert call, and he's going to bug you.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hey, how about, are you good at pool?
I'll play pool. That sounds like, if that's in the hat, I'm psyched. I'm not very good, but I'll try.
I like this tour of the mystery basement, which somebody said looks like a massage parlor.
How about that?
That's not a massage.
Wait, did someone say that on Facebook Live?
Someone on Facebook Live said it looks like a massage parlor, an Asian massage parlor.
Oh, because of the end of it is because of the epic.
Okay, the background. Lotion. All right, great being on the show. You guys are awesome as always. Enjoy good. It. Thank you for supporting my foundation, and really enjoy it. You guys are. You're the best.
Amen. Thank you, Kirk. Great to have you, buddy.
We're going
to
film every damn thing that we do, Drew.
Oh, no.
I love it. I love it. You're the only person that can pressure him like this. It's wonderful. Wonderful.
<Not pressure. laughs>
He will do it, though.
I feel
he'll
like.
He'll do it. He said he would. Drew, will you do one of them, Drew?
Yeah, I'll do one of them. Can you imagine what it's
that's
like
what
being
best friends do?
Imagine what it's like being Kevin, Kirk, Robert, Cam, because he says that and they know already that they have to do it.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough. I think those guys are tough.
All right.
Made them that way.
They know what I'm talking about. We'll see you, Kirk.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give me out.
Thank you.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend.
How does it become about me? What the hell?
Your name's on the show, man.
Oh, man. I want you two to kiss each other.
Isn't he is Hemingway, isn't he? Hemingway of 2020. He has Parkinson's. He's on the roof. He's doing something where he drives into a rock. He's playing pool. He's playing golf.
Busy man.
He's hunting. Yeah. He's amazing.
Water skiing.
Water skiing. Yeah. Wow. Well, I think he's an inspiration. But I tell you what, Parkinson's is lucky they got Kirk Gibson.
Yeah.
They really are. And, I read about all those exercises he was doing with, like, literally screaming to sort of open up the ability to people have trouble speaking with Parkinson's.
Yeah,
very hard. So that's what she was doing on the plane.
Was it?
I think so. Because to do color on the Tiger broadcast, he's got to be loosey goosey. Somehow he does it.
How tough is that going to be doing the road games?
Yeah, in the studio. Monitors, I know. I know Mickey wouldn't like that either because Mickey likes his extra cameras. I kind of wanted to ask Kirk, and I completely forgot if he and Mickey have exchanged notes because Mickey sees the ice like nobody. It's always, you're watching something at one net, and Mickey says, "Oh, there's a fight breaking out down there!" And literally, they're just throwing their gloves off, and you're like, "God, how did he see that so fast?"
Well, they're always looking for things that camera's Mickey, not picking up.
Mickey really
single-minded
sees
professionals.
The ice. He is amazing.
Yeah.
And Gibby, he does have that manager in him because most color guys do because they're baseball guys. I mean, Rod Allen did it. I think Gibby's better, but I saw Rod Allen, by the way, on Facebook.
Oh, really?
It was a have a blessed Sunday, everybody. And he's smiling. He's got his glasses on. He looks good. But I kind of, I don't know. I feel bad. What's Rod doing now? Is he just sort of like forced into exile?
Thought he was doing a podcast.
Does that count as not being in exile?
Yeah, for us it does.
Well, I know, but we do five a week. I certainly wish Rod well.
Yeah.
By the way, Rod. I like that. I like that Almost Famous podcast. I was surprised because I thought, five episodes about what? And I looked at the second one, which said Cameron Crowe, and I started listening to it, and there was a lot. I mean, I'm interested in Cameron Crowe, and they were talking about when he was 15. I mean, I enjoyed it much more than I thought. I don't know if I can handle five episodes of it, but I've been trying to find more podcasts lately, and just not that many. I mean, I like true crime, and I wanted to listen to a true crime podcast.
There's too many of them.
I know there are. But for example, we were talking about Mary Pinchot Myers, who is the woman that JFK was having an affair with in '63.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that he was pretty nuts about her. And he gets assassinated. She goes for a walk just a couple months later. And she's shot. And
what?
Yeah, it was one of those.
I've never know she existed.
Well, we talked about this once, like right after I listened to a podcast about her murder, because the person they caught, it seems awfully suspicious that, wait a minute.
It's really weird. Brandon, you listen to a Mary Pinchot Myers podcast?
Yeah, we talked about it like last year. Somehow she came up probably when we were rolling through all the chicks that JFK nailed.
Is that True Crime Garage that you listen to?
I You know, I have listened to them a lot in the past because they're very conversational. I enjoy the way that their main guy narrates a story.
Yeah.
So it could have been that. Yeah, it could have been either that one or maybe Criminal or possibly Sword and Scale, but probably Criminal or True Crime Garage.
Well, if you search on Mary Pinchot Myers, you'll find multiple podcasts. It's a story people are very interested in. And what I was listening to the other day, I got just partway through an episode, and it was two guys doing it, which was probably good for this subject matter. And they were talking about how Mary was starting to feel weird about this. Like, you know, it just seems like you just fuck me and I leave. And,
which, I want you two to kiss each other.
Which is the JFK way, of course. And so JFK... is sort of begging her to come, you know, just come visit me in Florida. And, you know, I know you probably don't want to, but it would be such a great gift for me. I was like, what? what kind of approach is that? That, okay, you probably won't have fun, but it'll be great for me.
Well,
he was like, you know, I just need some relief.
Are you saying that he was a little selfish, JFK? Yes. Wow, yes. I'm shocked.
I mean, it was worse than what I just said. It was like, what is he really wrote that?
Everybody wants to know if she's related to Bronson.
Bronson Pinchot. Bronson Pinchot Myers.
Where is Bronson? What happened? Okay, hold on. I'm asking that question, hoping someone will get the answer. But first, I have to mention things are getting wild at Zod Ford and Holly, and we're talking about the Bronco. People are pumped for the new Ford Bronco.
Man, I was online all day today looking at the Bronco, wasting a lot of time looking at it.
I heard people were excited about it, and I
mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around
it. I think it's pretty badass.
I wasn't sure if I believed it, but I do believe it now because I know a lot of people talked about it. Go to ZotFord.com, follow the link to order your new Bronco Sport or full-size Bronco two-door or four-door. The hype is huge, and the Broncos will sell out before you know it. Plus, Zot is still offering the Ford Promise. Buy or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle, and if you get canceled in your first year of ownership, Ford will take your vehicle back, period. That's the Ford Promise.
Period. Player Dave, period.
Exactly. That's what it should say.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they continue to have deals. The lease trifecta's back. Lease a new 2020 Ford EcoSport or a new 2020 Escape all-wheel drive or a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4. Your choice of the three, each as low as $166 a month. So do it. Get that choice of three Fords, $166 a month. Surf their still massive inventory and trifecta deals at dealsinthed.com. And David Hall and Hall Financial. Man, hey,
but before you read David Hall and before we end Facebook, can I just throw the question out to Facebook because we weren't on earlier? Can anybody that's watching on Facebook think of any murderers that we've interviewed? And when you download the podcast and listen to the very beginning of the show, you'll understand why.
Well, that was along Facebook today.
It's still going. Yeah, well, Gibby, you know.
Yeah, no, Gibby, yeah,
he's absolutely holding court, man. Maybe he's not used to – maybe it's his time to hold court because Rosma wasn't around.
You know, what's funny about Gibby is that – you know, I swear to God, at one point I'm like, I feel like I'm talking to Hemingway. I really felt that way. Like, this would be what it'd be like to talk to Hemingway. He would always want to take you somewhere, make you do something, clear some brush, whatever. And I've always wished I was that kind of a person. The guy that fixes everything and, you know, knows all those things. I'm just
Andy?
Total failure. Yeah.
No, I'm terrible at it, but I love
trying. No. You're good at it. You are. You go after it, though. You want to learn how to do stuff, and I don't. I just
ask my father-in-law.
I got to find somebody.
How handy I am not.
3.6. Are you at a 3.6 or above for your mortgage rate? Go to Hall Financial, and if you're 3.6, it's really a great idea just to find out. Just call them and find out what would happen, and all you have to have is the term, how much longer you have to go on your loan, your interest rate, and your, what was the third thing? Your equity, right?
I think so.
How much you owe? How much you owe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple things. And if I'm missing something, I mean, it's not hard at all to call them and find out if it's even worth conversating. 3.6, when they can get 2.5 to 2.9, which a number of people are, you don't want to be 3.6. And the amount difference is huge. I mean, it's stunning. 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. They have over 1,500 five-star reviews from Michigan homeowners. Go to the webpage, click the link on our webpage, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you butt fast. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention, NMLS number 1467435.
So most people on Facebook Live immediately said Ira Einhorn, which is one we've counted. We've only got four, but I swear we've... Kevorkian.
Kevorkian killed people.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't murder him, but he killed him.
Kevorkian. Because we found out today that we have interviewed a murderer, a new murderer. Someone said
one that's all over the news. All over the today. News.
Someone said, "Who's the APW that killed Roland? Who would that be?
Killed who? Killed
Roland? Roland Leif. Winkler?
Roland Winkler?
He didn't kill any. He's not. He didn't kill anybody.
Leif Erickson. Leif Erickson. Leif Erickson.
the Viking.
Leif Garrett. Put him in a wheelchair.
Yeah."
Yeah, Roland, is Roland dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Oh, so...
Yeah, Roland did die just recently.
We're all very sad.
An APW killed him?
Patty P said Michael Fletcher. We talked about that one, too.
Yeah, we did.
Ready for a bomb?
But we never talked to Michael Fletcher.
He talked about us.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of counts.
Hey, Brandon, do you have a boner line today?
Vince Neil!
Vince Neil! Oh. Yes!
Yeah.
That's awesome!
Well done, Dave.
Oh,
thank
God,
you.
Oh, my God, that's great!
And Brian, they both said Vince Neil. Well,
wow!
What a call.
Holy crap.
Adding it to our murderer list.
Oh, man, there's already homework from Kirk on my phone. Jesus Christ! Oh, I'm not even going to tell you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Not yet.
Because that's what best friends do.
Okay, so... Over the last few decades, maybe you've been working away, you've been making money, you've been putting in a 401k, or maybe you haven't, or maybe you're starting from scratch and you're thinking, I got to have a plan because I got a family, part of a working marriage, both of us work, and for some reason we don't have a plan. Luke Nowacki would love to help you come up with a plan. 248-663-4748. Maybe it's a 529 for the kids' college. Oh my God, what a responsibility. 429, or maybe there's some changes you want to make right now because things are kind of weird and there's an election coming up. That's what Luke thrives on, this sort of thing, and he's not afraid at all. 248-663-4748, or email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates. FINRASIPC, Reliance Associates Corporate, separately owned other entities, all marketing services, products here, reference here, our independent Reliance Associates Corporate.
Is that hut?
So there.
Okay. Second
down nine.
All right.
Thank you, Trudy.
So, let's see.
Oh, you're not going to do my boner line?
Oh, no, eventually. we're gonna get to it.
Geez.
We are.
I was hoping to get it. Actually, I just wanted to play this drop.
I done heard of trimming the hedges, but you done scorched the earth.
Before we do get to the boner line, say what, Trudy?
What'd you say, Trudy?
The Portland, they pepper sprayed a bunch of ladies who came down there to protest, wine moms.
Yeah, you know, that's what I wanted to do. I want to mention my email today because I had a good email from a listener in Portland. Marshall.
Oh, somebody there.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. We seem to have someone almost everywhere, which is really cool. I love it.
Wow.
Where's my list?
So they might know. I mean, because I feel like they've been trying to sort of handle this gingerly until they can get it worked out rather than, you know, be a complete warfare in the streets. And that's why, you know, they weren't handling it to the satisfaction of the president, obviously, but well, maybe they were trying to keep it from being.
I'd love to hear from Marshall if he thought it got worse once the feds showed up.
Marshall will hear us talking as Marshall listens, but
there were bad moments, but it seemed to really escalate once, you know, those videos of them arresting the veteran, you know, I don't know if you saw that, throwing him
in the back of a van,
and throwing him in an unmarked van. And then it seems it's like, now it's on.
Well, I'll say this.
Frightening.
It seems to me that if you're going to do that, you've got to have communication. There's got to be some coordinated effort, just like, you know, 9/11 was a failure of the FBI and the CIA to coordinate. Mm-hmm. If they had, they would have compared notes and they would have known a lot more. I mean, I don't know if they would have stopped
Ruby Ridge and Alien.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is it's commonplace. Rico. It's kind of a commonplace problem, especially where you have a Dem mayor, Republican president. I mean, it's actually all the pieces are in place for this sort of a thing. And I know Well, I'm not going to say I know what Trump is doing, but I got to tell you, there are a lot of people, and I don't know, I haven't seen a poll on this, so I don't know what the numbers are. A lot of people are really sick of seeing people flaunt laws, whether it's CHOP in Seattle. The thing in Portland, it seems that Portland just sort of is okay with this. I don't know what to say. I guess they are. But there's a lot of other things that people are not okay with.
There was,
whether it's looting or rioting or...
Sure. There were about 47 days of protests, and I guess that's why the feds came in. My issue is I don't really want – if the mayor, who probably – and the police department there probably know the situation better than the feds, and they don't seem to want them there right now. Well, the police have changed their tune as of Saturday night, but when they showed up on Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, it was kind of a surprise, which is just a little weird for the feds to be involved.
It seems that the police, it doesn't matter where they show up. They are, I mean, it's like they, it's just not, it's going to create some horrible reaction, just like.
But if it's the local police, that's fine. That's their job. They're the ones that aren't supposed to stand down.
The fact is, though, Portland has had problems with police and.
Sure.
I mean, they have a history. They're under, and I had no idea, they're under federal mandate. They're being watched by the feds. So they're probably a lot better, actually, than they were.
Are you cool with the Department of Homeland Security and other federal forces being in there to take, quote unquote, take care of
them? You know, this is what I hate about dissecting things like this. It's like, I'm just not an expert on this. I don't, you know, my gut feeling is that I bet a lot of people would like to see this done in more places right now because there is a real lawlessness going on. Whether it's tearing down statues and people just going, whatever, or, you know, occupying Seattle. Now, that was not a good deal. And I remember we were hearing for a long time that, it's peace and love. It's great, man. And, you know, poetry readings and, you know, everybody's happy and we're on police. And, you know, no police is better than police. And no, it wasn't.
I don't think anybody. Well,
no, I swear, if you look at the early CHOP articles, you say CHOP is not what you hear. Because, of course, people were squealing
about that,
at the open. And Portland is probably a different animal for a few reasons. One, because there's COVID and a lot of the protesting is going around government buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're bothering
small businesses. Yeah.
But,
it's weird to me when you send federal forces in.
Well, anytime. Seriously, when's the last time we sent federal forces into anything?
Well, we know they did it here. What? The National Guard in 67.
Well, that's right.
Kent State? Yeah.
I mean,
how did all these turn out?
There's not a great history.
No.
But there is a, and I'm not really judging it either way. I'm just saying there is definitely a disgust with all the lawlessness that's going on. And I think if you just go through and see where, you know, the stories are or what people are posting or whatever, and you read what people are saying, it's kind of a, what the fuck is happening here? What is going on? It's really, I don't know, it's bizarre to me. Anytime I see somebody throwing, like, these frozen water bottles at police or fireworks at police, I'm like,
assholes.
What the fuck is happening? What's going on here? I mean, that's fucking crazy. That's bullshit.
All over a statue.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not sure people feel that, and I don't want to speak for people, but the idea that, just let them have the statue. Well, fuck. What the fuck? Are you kidding?
And then just put it back up. Put a new one up as soon as they leave.
That's not really how things normally work. I mean, there has to be some sense of order somewhere, and people have to follow certain laws, or it's total disorder. And look at fucking Queens. Did you see that fucking craziness?
No.
What, I mean, total madness. Well, the party, and then they had a parade for police, like a pro-police rally saying, awful. We appreciate you, and the BLM protesters show up, and then the cops have to show up to get in between them, and so what the... I mean, it's just a fucking mess.
Maybe we just
and I don't
what
think anybody,
a mess.
I don't think anyone got hurt. I think it actually went okay, but there was, of course, fighting between the two groups. And
after watching Hamilton, I'm all for bringing duels back. Let's just have a duel with the head of each one, and then whoever wins, wins.
Stop watching Hamilton.
It's a pretty good way of settling things. Hey, there's a lot to learn in it.
They had another they had a pro-police rally in Denver that got really violent. I mean, really bad. There were some pictures today I saw of people with blood all over them, and I don't know what the fuck happened.
It was in Denver?
Yeah.
City by the Bay.
And so, yeah, let me see if I can find Marshall's email. Craig emailed about...
Ah, shoot.
Pop-up channels on Sirius.
Denver sucks ass.
There it is.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
I guess they been doing these pop-ups. I remember they did the Stones pop-up. I forgot what station it was, but Prince, Marley, Queen, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And they had a Beastie Boys pop-up station.
Nice.
Oh.
Which Craig was very pumped about. And then I got an email about Michigan unemployment, which apparently still sucks. I'm
shocked.
The emailer, his wife and son, all who have jobs they're not working at now.
Oh, no.
Have received no payments. They flagged all three of them. He believes because they're at the same address. But they were paying it for for a short time, and then all of a sudden they went, flagged, all three of you. Done.
Because they're at the same address? Do fraudsters usually use the same address? I don't know.
You have to be at the same address when COVID is an issue?
Duh,
you have
to go
somewhere together? I mean...
Well, that was just his theory. I don't know if he knew that. I'm not sure that he did, but...
Well, I don't know, you know. It happened.
Let's see. And I got something from Dom, who says it was today's show. Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, I forgot the front one. Get your facts together. These propagates. Florida, Texas, and Arizona being hotspots. Deaths are down. Cases are being lied about. None of the podcast propagating Florida is a worse state. Check New Jersey number. Florida, 30 deaths per million. New Jersey, 121 deaths per million. Well, what about in the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
Everything's fine.
Corona's real. It's not as big a deal as the media want to make it out to be. Stop with the propaganda! So I think I answered by saying something about, I pointed out many times that the deaths are down, and they are down, because there's almost, I think there's over 70,000 cases a day now, and there's still 1,000 or less deaths. And when it was at 25,000 cases, it was like 2,500 deaths a day. So something is going on there that nobody talks about, and
the experts seem to think that it's mutating.
Yeah.
Something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
Easier to catch, but not as vicious of a virus. The problem is they still don't know. They don't know the long-term effects either.
Every time I bring this up, somebody insists on saying, the deaths are coming! They're coming! Just wait! Well, we've been waiting for how long since the curve went up? It's been like 5 weeks now, and the deaths are not going up.
Remember, flatten the curve.
Stop rooting for the virus, you guys.
Good old days.
Jesus. You're cheering it on. What if it gets fired up from all the cheering?
Well, it's waiting till the election, really, is what I heard. Yeah.
So, anyway,
viruses love elections.
I wrote back to him that I've pointed out many times how the deaths are down. He said, well, you said Florida's flush with coronavirus 21 minutes into the show.
Oof,
just boy. By jurisdiction is a good graph to look at. I guess people can find any stats they agree with their feeling toward this virus. Okay, so then let's see.
So did you get your facts straight finally?
Of course I did.
I'm glad.
Hey, do we have we have Kanye audio? We haven't talked about Kanye at all.
Sure.
Kanye West had his presidential rally in South Carolina, and this is just... This is so fucked up because it seems to me that everyone agrees that he's off his rocker. He's in some kind of a manic episode, and he's up on stage talking about a number of things, including the fact that they were going to abort their child North.
Now, that's a great thing for your kid to know.
Who the fuck
didn't
does
Tim
this?
Tebow know that?
Who does this? And he's bawling his eyes out. Do you have that, Brandon?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
And then Harriet Tubman, wait, what did he say?
That she didn't free slaves, which is just so factually incorrect. I guess Kim's very upset about what's happening, but nobody can do anything.
Wait. Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for all the white people.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
I love that lady. The lady filming. It's like, we're leaving right now. That's so ridiculous.
Why would she go?
So she could film.
Hasn't
it.
Hasn't she seen him talk
watch her
before?
Twitter for clout? I don't know. Has he ever talked?
We love you, Kanye.
Great audio.
Man up. Stop crying.
I almost killed my daughter. He's crying.
Can somebody hit him with a tranquilizer dart and then put a bunch of his bipolar meds in him?
That's kind of what I say. Like, you mean to tell me that this person not only answers to no one, but that if he instructs people to do things that they know are absolutely insane, like set up this rally, don't tell me he did all the work to set that up. And this whole running for president business, because that's most of the suggestions I've read are that this is the entire business of running for president is an out of control guy on a manic spree.
Maybe, except he does have a new album coming out, so.
My mom saved my life. My dad wanted to abort me. My mom saved my life. There would have been no Kanye West because my dad was too busy.
His dad was too busy.
Good for you, my father.
Why are they cheering? Because he's crying?
I have no idea.
I wish I had a father.
We love you, Kanye.
Is this more performance art from Kanye? Is that really what this is? Considering there is a new album out July 24th.
I don't see how this... I'd be too embarrassed to do what he's doing right now. I mean, performance saying that you almost aborted your daughter?
No, but you're right, Trudy. The last album, what happened? He was hanging out with Joel Osteen the whole time. Yep.
Yeah, doing all those free church services and stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't put anything past him.
The best part is the birthday party will not be on the ballot in South Carolina, so I guess the rally was for naught.
Oh, man.
Well...
Who's going to lead the birthday party if he's not there?
I'm just trying to picture, like, if suddenly Elvis Costello says he's running for president and he's having a rally. I mean, if he could. And, you know, it's Elvis Costello. So I go, oh, man, I love Elvis. I want to see what because he's a pretty interesting guy. And I go, and he starts spouting historically wrong facts that even I know. And then he starts crying about his parents. I mean, that would be a nightmare. I don't know if I could listen to his music anymore. I'd be so embarrassed.
Kanye's got a weird track record.
He also popped off how everybody who has a child will get $1 million when he's president. There's going to be a lot of millionaires out there. And the entire Kardashian clan is, like, furious at this. Like, I don't know how long. How long do you really think Kim and Kanye are going to stick together?
Maybe she likes the attention.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they thrive on.
Honestly, they're going to have a Will Smith-Jada Pinkett relationship where they just nail other people.
That's
for sure.
That was just... I was absolutely wrecked on Friday because I was reading. I don't know how I stumbled into this, but I stumbled into the Tamar Braxton suicide attempt.
Yeah.
And then reading about all this incendiary stuff she's saying that, you know, the We Network are slave masters. And I'm like, what? And, you know, it was a little Kanye-esque. And then she apparently tried to kill herself. And
how?
I don't know how, but she was taken to the hospital and everybody's showing up at the hospital. It's all this drama. And I'm thinking, I would never know who Tamar Braxton was if she didn't have this stupid show. I wouldn't know. I would have no idea.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
What is the We Network supposed to do? I mean, most places would simply go, you know what? We're not going to take that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, you know what
they
do?
You're not that big.
They say, we're really worried about your health, Tamar. We're going to go forward with the show, but you won't be on it, just your siblings. Get rid of her.
Yeah.
Get rid of her now, because she's a liability.
If her family can stir up enough shit, I mean, and then she complained, she went on and on and on about how they portray this strong African-American family to be a bunch of people that can't get along, which is why people watch.
Yeah. It's a reality show, all the other reality shows.
Anyway, I mean, just all this
dumb
messiness. God,
there was some other tabloidy type stuff. Meghan Markle's
boner line.
Oh, there's a boner line.
Oh, yeah.
You see, Meghan Markle's mom has moved in with them. Tyler Perry's 16,000 square foot mansion.
Oh my God! If I was Prince Harry, how much life is just getting worse and worse and worse for him? You're out of your homeland. You listen to this wife, no matter what she says. Now you got to live with the in-laws.
You've lost your royal pedigree too. The best thing you had going.
I have a feeling he's spending more time hiding in that big mansion of Tyler Perry's.
Oh, that poor guy.
They're probably walking around and going, Harry! I'm in the bathroom. And then they can't find out what bathroom he's in because he's just hiding because he doesn't want anything to do with any of those three.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's... I really can't picture him enjoying what he's doing right now.
She
also dumped a dog. She adopted a dog in Canada, and then said, I don't like this dog anymore. Take it back.
She said, the dog doesn't like Harry.
I think Harry was getting too close to the dog, and it made her
probably
jealous.
Yeah. Dog probably loved Harry.
Isn't that the dog they had to have specially airlifted over or something?
Probably.
That's a different dog, I think. I think they adopted this dog. I think they adopted this dog when she made an appearance. It's, you know, she showed up at some place. Oh, I love dogs. And then, I don't like this dog anymore. It peed. Gross. But also there's a book about Meghan and Harry that has not been released yet, and they've already discounted it. I don't know why they do that, by the way. Maybe it's depends on orders from booksellers, and the orders aren't very high. I think that's the way they explained it.
I think everyone
wants to read a book about them?
Unless, you know, the only book I would read about them is if Ian Halpern wrote it, because, you know, it would just be totally trash.
Yeah, that'd be kind of, that could be fun to read.
So Doria Ragland has moved in with them because the baby's 14 months old. She's, quote, getting up in the morning and reading to him and helping Megan make his all-organic baby food.
Oh, God.
Well, the baby's as high maintenance as she is. Why can't Dad move in with her, too? He could do some of those duties.
Yeah, he needs a place.
Mow the lawn.
Oh, and did you see she blamed...
out there all week, Judy.
I'm very upset with Megan and Harry right now.
He'll have another heart attack.
Where's Tom?
She actually said the other day that that it's the media's fault, this rift between my father and I.
Wrong.
Like, no, you could have called him, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You totally iced him.
Oh, breaking news. There's a story on Yahoo.
My daughter dumped me.
About Thomas Markle. He's been trying to get in contact with her since she got back to L.A. That's the update from yesterday.
Oh, it's time for him to break his silence.
The 75-year-old retired lighting director lives in Mexico now, but he's been, quote, sending letters to the house.
Mail?
As if they're getting mail there.
Ah, boy.
The efforts have been in vain so far, and his letters, quote, remain unopened, according to Us Weekly. Oh, stupid. Oh, see, that's fun.
These poor people.
Well, the queen went to Beatrice's wedding, so I bet she just did that to make them jealous.
That wedding, I'm telling you, that wedding was doomed from the start. First, she's completely overshadowed by Meghan and Harry, and then dad turns out to be a pederast, and then
true.
Coronavirus comes and totally destroys her televised wedding, and she has it in a room with 20 people.
Wait, was Andrew there?
Andrew was not in any pictures. I saw pictures of Fergie. I saw pictures of the Queen. I saw the Queen's husband. All the main. No Andrew. I think they just hit him in the corner or something.
Did you see the Queen knighted some dude? Which is actually kind of a nice story. The guy that raised like $40 million.
Oh, yeah, the 100-year-old dude.
Yeah. I was watching that story, and Julie goes, "You think they're banging?" I lost it because just the idea that this guy she knighted just starts nailing the queen.
Oh,
she's into older guys.
I guess I'd be happy for them if they were happy.
So that was a cute story.
Trudy, can you talk about Dr. Roche, and then we'll do the boner line?
Absolutely, man.
And then, I'll try to wind this sucker up.
Here, Mark.
Whether you can go to a beach, you can still get beach ready, men and women, with Body Tight at Dr. Roche's office. You could be your own before and after picture. He has body sculpting down to a T. Dr. Roche actually went to Hollywood and studied body sculpting with some of the movie producers out there who do the 3D kind of stuff. And he has an expert eye. So check out the before and after page at DRROCHE.com. And Evolve is the new must-have non-invasive way to tone your legs and other Evolve miracles that you can also see online. Just the, you know, cellulite before and after pictures. That's enough. For sure. Plus, teleconsultations all through the month of July and beyond, because that's convenient for a lot of people. Plus, their July specials, special pricing on body contouring, saline breast implants through the rest of this month, and CBD products are on sale. Go to Dr. Roche at DRROCHE.com to see, and you can call them for a teleconference at 248-338-1110.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Brandon, you ready? It's your time to shine. It's time for the boner light, brought to you by the Lawnmower 3.0, which you can get at manscaped.com. We have talked about the lawnmower. It's honestly, you're not going to find a better hair trimmer, pube trimmer in the world. You're going to be done with all those painful nicks and tugs on your sack. There's Brandon using it right now. It's got that light right on the front. 90 minutes of battery power, so you can just shave until you're totally bald everywhere on your body, and then you can put it back in that really cool stand. Plus, I don't think we talk enough that it is water resistant. So spend a 90-minute shower with that light, getting rid of everything.
You will not say this.
Ah, nutsack!
Absolutely not. The days of screaming about your nutsack are over. Nobody is screaming about their nutsack anymore. All our listeners are just smooth as two eggs down there. You can get 20% off free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. You just enter it when you're checking out. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Drew. Hey, they also have the underwear, too. They've got pretty good underwear. I know, Brandon, you wear it. I just got a pair. I'm not joking.
I love the boxer briefs that I got.
They are quite possibly the best boxer briefs I've ever worn.
What?
They're pretty comfy.
They're very comfortable.
Boxer brief market is huge, too, now, so that's...
Amen. Your balls will thank you when you use promo code Drew at manscaped.com and they bring you the boner line.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
Drew, Mark, Brandon, Trudy, love the show.
Lovey.
Just the FYI, the term boo-boo is a very well-known term in the African-American community.
I had the boo-boo.
You can ask any black person what boo-boo means and they will tell you.
I know you like to bang.
Wednesday show, 2 hours, 14 minutes, 30 seconds. Brandon rips apart. Nobody notices. I smell you, Brandon.
Disney reopens as a different world with masks, social distancing, and light crowds.
Wow.
Disney World reopening in Florida sparks COVID-19 fears.
I was calling to let you know, you said, what was Sawyer been on from Lost?
Oh, yeah.
He's on that news show, Yellowstone. FYI.
Thank you for the information.
Just listening to the podcast, the Kevin Connolly and red hair thing came up. And I'm not sure if you guys are blind or retarded, but he's definitely redhead.
Red is his power color.
Hey, Drew, I just wanted to call and tell you, you nailed it. I'm sorry if the other two fucktards you work with, Brandon and Mark, can't see it, but he is a total ginger with an unusually pink wiener. I think you gave him credit for being 4'3". I think he's only 4'1".
Small men do great things. Napoleon. David Miscavige.
Great guy.
I just want to say that you're absolutely correct. Kevin Connolly's hair is red.
Okay, we get it.
I don't know what the rest of the group you got in there is thinking, but it's definitely red.
Gee, I guess I was wrong. I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Are you just going to wear a mask until there's a vaccine or until they tell you you don't have to anymore? Is that your plan?
I guess that's the plan.
Until they tell you you're going to take this vaccine or they tell you you don't have to? A fucking rule follower, man. Fucking rule follower.
Thank you, you're a science guy.
This is a Cameo exclusive. Someone bought... birthday greeting from Carol Baskin and her husband. And on it, they sing 50 Cent in the club. So, Shawty, it's your birthday. You must find that and play it.
Go, Charlotte. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fudge that it's your birthday.
Charlotte.
I wanted to add to a request of... historic drop proportions. Anytime you guys used to play some kind of music scene, crazy dance scene, that guy in the background would go,
that crazy dancing making my penis soft.
The drop that I want to hear is the one that says, Todd's about to masturbate. My husband's name is Todd, and that always goes through my mind whenever we are in a group of people.
Everybody, be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate!
17 minutes into today's show, Drew said it's terrible. They should do something about that. Reminds me of a drop with a ridiculous, and the guy said, it's ridiculous. They should do something about that in regards to a pothole being on the street story.
Well, that's terrible, and somebody should do something about that.
I think it's ridiculous. They should do something about that.
Calling about people that need to be told they're not famous anymore. Can we tell Righteous Rick that Aaron Carter is not famous anymore?
The wannabe Justin Bieber.
Sorry, not sorry.
He looks like he's on AIDS.
Hey, I think I got a solution for the statues being torn down.
replace every statue with a hologram. That way it can't be torn down.
Brilliant.
If a bunch of rioters show up to tear down the statue, swap the hologram out with a dead artist like Michael Jackson or Tom Petty, and they can put on a concert for the protesters and calm them all down. What do you think?
Wow.
You're a genius.
Calling from Canada.
Brilliant.
Ever since you guys pointed out that Stan always says, okay, bye, and you guys kind of wondered if Canadians do it,
yeah.
I really started noticing a lot of Canadians say, okay, bye, when they hang up the phone, man.
I know. Okay, bye.
How weird.
To Brandon's wife serving him food during the podcast, does she serve the food on smaller plates so that you can look like, oh shit, never mind.
You blew it!
How long have you been waiting to crank out that jam?
Almost as hilarious as your face.
All right, well, I gotta blow this pop stand.
Okay, bye.
That's really funny. So, yeah, I've noticed a few people say, okay, bye. I don't know why I never ever noticed that before until Stan and Napoleon, too.
Okay, bye.
I love Napoleons.
Okay, bye.
Elizabeth Hurley has a topless picture.
I know. Well,
okay, bye.
I think it's a little misleading because isn't she covering up? It was
That's
just
not a topless picture.
I was just giving you that story because once again, she is posting another.
She just can't stop wanting people to say how hot she is.
I guess
paparazzi have grabbed her a ton of times nude if you really want to look at them. But no, she's posting ones where she covers up.
Yeah. Here's the picture. She looks phenomenal, though.
I agree, but
look at her there.
Because we've been talking about her, I watched that movie, Bedazzled. And
Bedazzled with Brendan Fraser.
With Brendan Fraser, yeah. And she's great in that, playing the devil. But I brought this up to my friend Dee, and Dee's looking at pictures of her son because I was like, check her son out. It looks just like her.
Dee's
and he
nuts!
Is transitioning.
Yeah, he is transitioning?
Yeah.
Oh.
When Steve Bing passed away, we saw a picture of him when we both were talking about what a pretty man he is. I had no idea it was transitioning at that time. So. I guess that's the look he's going for. By the way, Bedazzled, 49% on Rotten Tomatoes. 42% from the audience, so critics liked it more.
I just saw some clickbait that said, what's his name, Brendan Fraser. Why Brendan Fraser never gets work in Hollywood anymore? And then there's like 20 other ones, and then they get to him finally. I didn't click it, but I was kind of curious.
I just watched I've
seen that one before.
I just watched a whole series on him, or with him in it.
The Mummies?
No,
so
Doom
he is
Patrol.
Working? Is that what you're saying?
He's in Doom Patrol?
He is in Doom Patrol. But
can you inform the clickbait people, please?
I will. For the most part, though, you don't see his face because his character is a brain that has been put into a really clunky robot. But he plays such a dolt in it, like a former NASCAR... former NASCAR driver who is now this... I think it's DC Comics, but whatever.
Yeah.
But he plays a total dolt, and all I can think of is that doesn't seem to be quite a stretch for him.
Well, the fact that he can only be a voice now, he must be something.
No, it's somewhat, he's in there a little bit.
I saw the clap Mark was doing. Even though it's a podcast, you can't see the clap. Everybody knows the clap we're talking about.
Was that the end of him? Was that what cost him? Maybe that's why he's not casting Hollywood anymore.
I think you're right.
I don't know. I think it just kind of aged out because for a while there in the 90s, he was killing it. Encino Man was great. That Mummy series was really good. And
how does he age out? He's not that old, is he?
Yeah, no, he's not that hot.
Well, was
maybe
he ever?
He needs to reinvent himself.
He didn't make it on Hotness, did he? Or did he?
It was sort of comedic what he did, but you know.
But he was always kind of dolty. He was in all those Pauly Shore movies, wasn't he? Encino Man, that's Pauly Shore, right?
Yeah.
Airheads.
Airheads was great.
Airheads was his pinnacle. It's been all downhill since Airheads.
Sad.
And that was like his third movie.
Okay, so Mark handed me the story, and I had seen this earlier today. There was a selfie of Kelly Ripa's daughter that people were just drooling over. Because she's 19, and I mean, she does look like her mom, but she's got the biggest rack. I mean, just a monster rack. It's intimidating.
It's insane how huge her boobs are.
It is. And I thought, oh, okay, this is a selfie. And probably Mark Consuelos, her dad, is going through all the comments. Going, you want to fuck my daughter? Are you kidding me? Bullshit. Any negative comments? He just reams them out.
What? This most recent. just loves the fact that everybody wants to nail anyone in his family. It's really what a funny
concept. He's offended if everybody doesn't want to fuck his daughters and his wife.
This new picture, is that from her Instagram or is it from Twitter, Brandon? Do you know?
I didn't see it on her Instagram.
It's a white bathing suit, right?
Her boobs are huge.
I know. No, they're impossibly big.
Yes, they're very big.
She's 19, so it's legal. And then meanwhile, Kelly had to show a video of Mark Consuelos sunbathing.
God.
To make up for them. I hate them.
I just hate, there's so many things I hate right now.
I just don't like that. Here, you really want to hate
Mark. I'm speechless.
You really want to hate Mark Consuelos even more. Check out this picture Kelly Ripa put on her Instagram. Him and two other dudes after they just worked out.
You know. Okay, whatever.
God. Wait, I guess it's part of a movie because she wrote, Kingdom is out on Netflix today. Warning, this show is brilliantly written, beautifully acted, and jam-packed with male nudity. So maybe she wants everyone to
she bone wants her husband. To fuck him.
Yeah. This is one sexually charged family.
Wow.
Lola Consuelos is going to be a star.
Well, those boobs will be.
There was an article today, actually it was Friday, I believe, in the Daily Mail, and it's popping around other places, about this hostess who worked at Nobu in New York and a couple other places.
Yeah.
And she only mentioned a few people, but...
most of them were positive, though. Like, positive stories, except for...
By the way, did you see her picture? She's really cute. The 23-year-old girl, Julia Carolan. Mm-hmm. She said Gigi and Bella Haddad were super nice, very friendly, which, you know what's really weird about that? For some reason, I believe what she's saying. I don't know why. She says Kelly Jenner was a little snooty and had a $500 tab and left a $20 tip.
Who?
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, Kylie. Okay.
Hailey Bieber was a bitch, and she said it was more than a few times. She just was not nice at all. And then
Hailey Bieber has apologized, by the way.
I know. I saw that.
Servers.
Which, isn't that a bullshit apology, though? Isn't it just really her going, I got to put out this fire. God, being a bitch, you have to put out fires all the time.
Makes it seem true. She shouldn't apologize. She just said, I've never eaten there. And lied about it.
Bieber, do you see Bieber is, they are attacking those girls who claim that he assaulted them. And
he's gone after Twitter to get information from them.
I want to know where that girl's screenshots came from. I mean, I suppose you get bullshit screenshots. I mean, maybe the numbers are total bullshit. And then the final one, which this really made me laugh, Cameron Dallas.
Hey, he's been around in a while.
Demanded a table after the restaurant had closed and apparently pulled a, don't you know who I am?
And they went, no. And then they went, oh, you're that kid that cried on that special that Drew watched.
And also who has 14 and 13-year-old girls who love his Instagram. Yeah. He's got millions of followers, and he did a tour where girls could meet and greet their little beefcake idol. God. Well, I wonder what he's doing now.
I'm looking at his Instagram right now.
How long does this last?
He's probably going to age out.
I would think so.
What does he do? Does he actually make music?
He's just Cameron Dallas. He's just the beautiful Cameron Dallas.
Well, he's promoting his Spotify, which...
Oh, he made an album. That's funny. I watched that series. He was making an album at the end. I was like, oh, please. But I guess will those 13-year-olds buy it? Maybe.
You know what?
It was so dumb. It was so dumb that he even felt dumb by the end of the series. He literally had to cancel some of it. So he's like, I can't handle it. Because, you know, these 13-year-old girls were just so mindlessly in love with him and these other five idiots that were on this tour. Actually, to call them idiots is kind of stupid because they all live in giant mansions.
Yeah, they're kind of smart, actually.
I know that I'm wrong. Saying what sucks. I think inside my head.
Pretty cool.
I just wanted you inside my bed. I should probably go away.
What?
Coming, but you want me to
is he saying in a foreign language? I can't understand what he's saying.
Hey, that's a catching you.
Now you probably wish that I was dead. Don't get used to me.
Don't get used to me. Well, that's a piece of crap.
Jesus.
That's a trend, though. That kind of singing and Billie Eilish kind of singing is just the biggest trend among...
Okay. I have to believe
voices.
That people copying Billie Eilish are inauthentic and there will not be, I don't know, isn't that a unique, that's a kind of a one in a million thing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, she has the
people
power.
People really want,
she has the power of Phineas.
You know, that right, sounding voice.
He's pretty good musically.
She's just an
Brandon,
AM.
Did you hear that? What he did with that song they gave him? What a piece of shit job he did.
The U2 song? I know.
That was terrible.
I don't like, I never listened to his music. I never listened to their music. I was only simply stating that in this age where nobody plays instruments and this guy can play 38 of them, I find that impressive.
Well, he didn't play, he played maybe one of them on this.
He loves retweeting political stories too.
Does he really?
I'm just looking at his Twitter right now.
She's kind of insufferable too. On
retweet. Yeah. Retweet. Well, by the way, Hogg was in the news today.
Oh. Bigger rack, Lola Consuelos or Billie Eilish?
Hmm. Oh.
I'm going Consuelos.
I think it might be Consuelos.
That Lola. Oof.
Gertie, what were you just saying?
Hogg was in the news today.
Why?
He's in a montage of people paying tribute to John Lewis. So
I thought you said the hog is in the hedgehog.
David.
Oh, no, the hedgehog is in Rolling Stone magazine. Actually, there's a story about how he raped all the women that he raped. But David Hogg, sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, David Hogg is part of a group honoring.
I'm appalled that he makes the montage to honor John Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I want to hear
profound
David Hogg in the montage.
Where is it at, Trudy?
Trudy's busy eating, so try not to keep asking questions.
Did David Hogg put a picture of Elijah Cummings up?
What's that?
Did David Hogg put a picture of Elijah Cummings up?
Marco Rubio? God.
Yeah, there were two. Yeah. I think there were two.
And somebody else, yeah.
Yeah.
Worst mistake I've ever seen. I mean, as far as...
Well, a couple of people took it down, but the third person who did it was just like, fuck it, I'm leaving it up. And they just didn't, retract it. But David Hogg was, it was this morning in World News.
Oh, ABC?
Oh, on ABC, segment. Yeah.
Well, I have not really properly processed his death, and I would like to hear if David Hogg can help.
I'll look for it. Meanwhile, on Hogg, he just retweeted this one, which I was very excited
Incredibly
about.
Incredibly honored and extremely grateful
Greta's back,
to have been
baby.
Rewarded the Gulbenkian Prize for Humanity.
The fuck is that prize? What?
This means a lot to me, and
that
I
prize
hope
is how she gets all her money.
That it will help me do more good in the world, and the prize money, which is 1 million euros, that is more money than I can even begin to imagine. But all the prize money will
class.
Be donated through my foundation to different organizations and projects who are working to help people on the front
music
lines.
Player off.
Affected by the climate crisis
How many people
and ecological
listen to all
crisis,
of this?
Especially
it's
in
only
the
a minute,
South.
But it's still too long.
Also,
it feels
to
like
help
10 minutes
organizations
already.
And projects who are fighting for a sustainable world and who are fighting to defend
and I'm a fan
nature
of the environment.
And the natural world.
Oof, boy.
She won the Gulbenkian Prize for Humanity. That sounds like a made-up prize, doesn't it?
I know, but it probably comes with like a $200,000 cash winnings, and that is how she's able to, whenever you hear whenever you hear that, she's donating money to a cause that's coming from these awards, she's just making tons of them.
Well, that's what she was saying. It's a 100 million euro award, and she's going to donate it, again. So, well, I don't know if you want to send your forensic accountant over to her.
I would love to have a forensic accountant go through all the financing of her globe trotting, which I don't know how much good that's doing for the environment.
Is she still going by cruise ship? She can't anymore, can she?
No, isn't she socially distancing and staying at home?
Oh, wow. So she should be at school.
She ought to be at school.
She's been striking for
Why can't she Zoom school like everybody else?
She's on strike,
she's being class.
On the other side of the ocean.
Her accent makes her so much more interesting.
I know.
Did you find Hogg?
No.
I can't find it anywhere.
No. Trudy made the whole
disappointing.
Thing up.
No, it's John Lewis this morning.
Trudy, thanks for bringing up something that's absolutely unfindable. Stump the staff.
John Lewis.
Okay, whatever.
Looking for David Hogg.
He probably is like, what, 10 seconds of the montage?
Well, I would think wouldn't he have a longer version on his own Twitter?
Yeah, you would think on his Twitter or his Instagram.
Who else is in the montage? Maybe that'll help my search.
He's probably on 40 social media sites.
Just other well-meaning people who wanted to pay tribute to.
But I mean, like anybody famous that you can recall? Or?
No, that was 10 hours ago.
Yeah, so, you know, think of how hard
Hogg stood out, though, because, of course, he's so earnest.
Listening to, we've just talked about three people in the last 5 minutes between Cameron Dallas and Greta and David Hogg. And if you think of all these, like, YouTube weasels, you know, like, what's his name, Jake Paul, and all these people with these giant followings. If you don't somehow find celebrity between the ages of like 15 and 20, I mean, it's got to be a lot harder once you get into your 20s to get any fucking wear, because there's so many fucking people out there that are famous already and have huge followings.
That's a good point. But I mean, if you're going to be an actor or something, you need some talent.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do all these YouTubers have
talent? I mean, are they really looking for influencers to be in movies?
I guess not.
Probably get 2 million views.
That movie's going to suck.
Zuck in whiteface, though? That was a special part of my day today, seeing that ridiculous picture of him.
Wait, regarding influencers, did you read the story yet about the Arizona couple in Wayfair?
No, I did not.
Let me find it for you. It's not that long of a story, but it's so stupid. Trudy, have you ever bought anything from Wayfair?
No.
You haven't?
Never. No, I, no.
Well, you could.
By a child, apparently, according to these.
Why would I want to do that?
The story's just so.
Good point.
The story is just so stupid. I mean.
But they're doing it for follows. here it is. Look at those idiots.
So you can shop babies? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they figured it out. No one else has figured it out except for this random micro influencer from Arizona.
Do you think these people are sincere?
No.
Arizona couple helped fuel the rumor by posting on Instagram they had purchased a $17,000 desk from Wayfair and would share their experience with their followers. Maddie and Justin Thompson of Gilbert are not convinced. Oh, I guess of the denial. There's not one person in the world who can tell me that this is not true right now, Maddie Thompson said in a 40-minute live-streamed Instagram video. But can you see how many people watch that? I'm just dying to know.
She can't prove it either, though.
This cannot be stated as false until it is proven false. Because she says you get a child. When you overpay for this desk, you get a child.
But it's not. How can she prove that it's true?
Well, where's the kid she got?
Exactly.
Didn't they buy the desk?
They bought the desk.
Then where's their kid?
I think they canceled it.
Matt Thompson self-described microblading artist, creator, entrepreneur, and social media maven. Ugh, is the
somebody
founder.
Who has no jobs.
I hate her already.
I love the name of her business, dude.
Oh, she's got beauty products called Mad Love. MadLuvv.
Never heard of it.
It's adorable.
Two V's.
Her Instagram following's more than doubled from 70,000 to 44,000, according to social media analytics site Social Blade, after she posted her video and dozens of disappearing Instagram stories about the theory. Her husband has also gained Instagram followers. He now has more than 13,000. Conspiracy theorists point to Wayfair products that are listed for thousands of dollars and identified by human names and connect to reports of missing children with the same names as evidence that these children are being sold online. Oh, my God.
Hey, connect the dots, man.
Wouldn't you think maybe the FBI would buy them up?
No, nobody figured it out except for the creator of this Mad Love.
Well, what if you want a $17,000 desk, even though it's not worth that? And then they deliver a fucking kid to you with a desk. Aren't you going to tell somebody?
Wouldn't you go, what are you, putting it together? Why are you here, kid? Child labor? You put it together for me? Okay. I love Justin, that Wayfair, a major corporation that's even argued in front of the Supreme Court about paying taxes and everything, that they're going to risk that whole operation to get children out there. You know, they think nobody's going to find out about it. Why wouldn't they use the dark web or... maybe a subsidiary.
Do they have an 800 number? Maybe we should call them and just ask them.
Well, I think they did it for you, didn't they?
They hidden all the kids. Yeah, he did call. And he wanted to know why they had pulled a $13,000. Wait. This is so stupid.
It's so dumb. It actually kind of pisses me off.
I'm just sick of these people.
What makes the desk so expensive, by the way?
You get the kid. Treat the kid.
Come on. The desk is a cover.
The desk is just...
Don't be a sheep.
He calls Wayfair customer service representative why a $13,000 cabinet was removed from the site to be renamed and repriced. Representative hangs up after nearly 5-minute interaction.
I give him credit for hanging.
4,000 views of the phone call. Can we get that?
Where's it at? I can't find it.
Justin Thompson posted the video in which he calls Wayfair customer service.
I think her face or her Instagram is down. I think. Because I can't find it. I'm under Mad Love 21. Or it's just private.
Oh, my God. I hate these people.
I love that Wayfair has to be, you know, called and they have to comment on it. And
I just feel like there's so many. Is our country just, is something crazy happening?
Well, if you want, I mean, in that article.
There's so much insanity going on right now.
In the article, they pretty much blame all the time people have been spending online because they're working from home and everyone's bored and not doing anything.
Well, yeah, so sure, people, and kids too, you know, they've got a lot of time on their hands and they probably spend a lot of time on their phone.
Ugh, send them outside.
No, that's what our parents
outside.
Did.
Outside?
I'm glad my
There's no video games outside!
I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm glad my two like to go outside. Just send them outside. Go outside. Be gone.
I used to be outside all day long.
Shouldn't Kirk Gibson raise all children?
Yes.
He'll have them clearing space, clearing all kinds of crap.
Roofing.
He'll be doing everything.
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't find the videos. Maybe they've been taken down. Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Ellen DeGeneres is involved in the Wayfair conspiracy.
She's buying children?
According to YouTube, do we dare watch it? It's from Clever News.
What's up, y'all? It's Emil Innes Jr. back here with Clever News. And if you've been going deep on Twitter and Reddit over the past week, you've probably seen all the conspiracy theories surrounding Wayfair trafficking children. And now Ellen DeGeneres is being roped into all the speculations. It's a lot, y'all. We will fill you in on all of this.
Oh, my God.
How many views does that have?
202,000.
Look at how people waste their fucking time.
And he's just talking about it.
But first, we've just got to give a trigger warning that these rumors are throwing out some trigger serious warning. Allegations against both Ellen and the furniture company.
Why are you
Wayfair.
Talking
really?
About? Really?
Consider yourself trigger warned.
Good God.
I hate people.
All right, let's get out of here. You know, yeah. I hate people, too. I hate so many people. So nervous right now.
You better rest up.
Not only is there already a message for me on my phone, but it's a multiple Gibson message.
Oh, boy.
There's multiple Gibsons on the thread.
You're not getting out of the multiple Gibson attack.
I was going to answer, and then I thought, no, I'm just going to like finish the show, and then maybe they'll go
away.
Because
that's what best friends do.
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
I'm convinced that if I don't cooperate, I'm going to get hit by a tranquilizer dart, and I'm going to wake up in Africa.
Maybe we should have a four-way kiss.
On a big game hunting trip.
Oh, ridiculous.
Oh, no. We'll figure something out.
He was great, though, man.
I know. No, I'm glad he's... God, I can't believe how busy he is.
Sounds like he's doing good, too.
Yeah, he is. He has to. If he doesn't keep moving,
yeah.
I don't think he feels so good.
I have you as my best friend.
When he spoke about it, he said, you know, I really don't feel that great because I think people tell him he looks great and he looks like he's doing great, and it's not that easy. I think he just doesn't like people to think that it's so bleeping easy because it's not. It's hard to sleep. There's a lot of issues with Parkinson's, depression. It's easy to, and I think he's fighting all those things in the right way. And fortunately, he's Kirk Gibson, so it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Keep that, that's what I need. I need some dopamine. I need to be working out.
Well, go do it, man. I'm stopping you.
Well, can't go to the health club for the next 10 years, probably. We'll
cycle around your neighborhood.
If it wasn't 100 degrees, I might.
Excuses are like assholes.
I'm going for a walk.
Okay, bye.
Just this last Friday at 2:23 p.m., I was benching, and I put up 350 pounds.